We hear about it? Mysterious scribblings? A secret code? No. Poems, no less. Poems, everybody! The laddie reckons himself a poet. Money gets back. I'm all right, Jack. Keep your hands off my stack. New car, caviar, four-star daydream. Think I'll buy me a football team. Absolute rubbish, laddie. Get on with your work. Repeat after me. An acre is the area of a rectangle whose length is one furlong and whose width is one cubit.
We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom. Teacher, leave them kids alone.
Good evening, people. This is Mop Riding with Dwight. We've got some shit worked out, so Sloth is, I guess, indirectly broadcasting me tonight. I'm attached to his machines. And so, yeah, we're going to see how this works. But we're going to do some callings. And I forgot to pull it up, you know, because I should still have the ad saved on here. I put out an ad actually last night at about, I guess it would be actually today at about 4 in the morning. And I'm going to pull it up and I'm going to read it to you. Do-do-do. If I can... Actually, I don't know why I'm searching here. I sent Dashy a link in my Skype. That would probably be the easiest to go pull it the fuck up in. There it is. All right, so let me read you this little ad. The title is Competition for Adult Males, and I did place this in Las Vegas and Los Angeles. And, oh, Jesus. Yeah, thanks, Dashy. I found it. It says, McClanahan Security Concepts is sponsoring the first ever masturbatory competition of its kind. We are now signing up 50 males of any age and race to participate. We will be capturing this event on video. You will have the option of signing a waiver of consent for your face to be used or a waiver in which you don't want your face used. There is no registration fee. The sponsor will pay for the contestant hotel rooms as this is a trial run by the sponsor. The top three placers will receive monetary prizes and an invite to next year's competition. All participants will get a surprise participation package. And basically, first prize was $5,000, second was $2,500, and third was $1,000. I actually went and hunted down hotels and put their addresses, trying to make it semi-appear professional. I actually did an itinerary, too, of day one, day two, and day three. Not going to read through all that, because it's just bullshit. And then, if interested, email me with the following information. So, by the time I started the show and started everything up, I had three numbers come in. I'm going to leave the ads up, I think, to see if any more pour in over the next week. And then I'll, shoot them over. What the fuck? Something's repeating. I'm getting it through you, Sloth.
What?
I'm getting a repeat and echo through you.
Lies.
No, lies. No lies. Okay, now it's gone.
Yeah, damn right it is. That is fucking doing drugs tonight.
I'm high. So I'm gonna kick it off with that. The first guy's name is Devante. He's in Vegas. He says he's a black male, 6 foot, 160 pounds. His penis size is 11 and a half. I asked for them to put what makes him qualified for this competition. He says he qualifies because I love competitions, and I love to win. Also, my penis is big, so nothing could go wrong. I'm not afraid to show off my body. So apparently, because he loves to compete and his penis is big, is what makes him qualified.
Fair enough.
So, I don't know if I get this machine to copy. Still having some sexual problems with my mouse. All right. So this right here is Devante.
The party you are trying to reach is unavailable. Please leave a message and someone will return your call as soon as possible. Thank you.
That sounded almost like his phone's off. Which I asked for the best contact number for the evening.
The party you are trying to reach is unavailable. Please leave a message.
So Devante, he's been disqualified right there. So if nobody wants to pick up, then I guess George is going to win by default. Next guy is Derek Wing. He's 25 years old. He's a white male, 6 foot, 185 pounds. Penis size is 7.5. What makes him qualified for this competition? I think I'd be a good fit because I'm very chill. I'm a very chill going person. good-looking dude. So,
he thinks pretty highly of himself.
He does. So this is going to be Derek. And Corrupt says he's got Derek beat by a full inch. Not sure if he's talking height or penis.
Hello?
Yeah, good evening. Is this Derek?
Hello?
Hey, is this Derek? You responded to my ad? Oh, you motherfucker. Probably thought it was a bill collector. Except, I guess I'd be pretty scared if Dwight called up as a bill collector. Where's our fucking money there, buddy?
It's like goon status. Got a nice pair of cement shoes for you there.
Got some fucking pliers. I'll pull your teeth out.
Hello.
Hey, Derek. This is Dwight. Hello? I'm calling about the penis competition.
Hello. Oh,
fucking Obama phone, motherfucker. Hello. All right. He's fucking disqualified now, too.
I think he might have been fucking around.
I think he was. He probably thought it was a telemarketer. That's what I would do, pick up the phone. Hello. 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 All right. This is the final person for the penis competition. Actually, it's not even a penis competition. It's a jacking off competition. This is Cyrus. He's from North Las Vegas. He's 5'7", 140 pounds. Claims that his cock is 7 inches long, but that motherfucker is 5 inches in girth. So his dick is almost as round as it is long. He also states that his penis is uncut. Yeah. he wrote a lengthy little email here. It says, "Hello, my name is Cyrus. I'm interested in the opportunity you have available. I've done work for Chaos Men about 4 years ago. I've also worked with Fraternity X in June 2013 and Guys in Sweatpants in January of this year." I don't even know if I want to go look what those organizations are.
I prefer not.
But most recently, I shot with Fraternity X in April 2014. That's why I believe I'm qualified for this competition. So, I guess we'll try Cyrus and hope he's not an asshole and just starts yelling hello at me.
He's probably an asshole.
But I think you have to have some type of, like, certain level of assholism to respond to an ad like this.
Yeah, you got to be pretty fucked for that.
You're willing to, like, come out in front of strangers, start just stroking your dick on camera.
It's fucking Jeopardy and shit. Racist. Going to be there. Come on down.
When they can't, like, jack off quickly and shit, the Jeopardy fucking dun, 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 starts fucking playing.
You have reached the voicemail box of...
You gotta be shitting me. Alright, we'll give him one more shot. Otherwise, this fucking idea is a complete bust and I'll have to save their numbers for another time. Otherwise, we're gonna go to some Facebook people. This is Mr. Hillock's favorite part of the show. The phones are ringing.
You have reached.
All right. It forced me to go ahead and go to the Facebook people. I did take my time again and, you know, people, I got a new number or something like that. Went on their Facebook to gather some information just because it seems to make the calling's a little better for the Facebookers instead of me going, "Hey, fuck you."
Yeah. You got to at least have names of a couple friends and shit.
Yeah, this, for whatever reason, I thought you weren't allowed to use nicknames on Facebook anymore, but this is Baby Monster Jose Chavez.
Wow.
Yeah. And apparently he likes hanging out with some dude named Jose Flores.
Fuck that guy. Jose's a dick. He's always talking shit behind his back and everything.
Yeah. Should just post these numbers into this chat. And there we go. That way I could just do some clickings. Alright. Alright, so this is the first one. This is Jose Chavez. Coming down the pipe.
Hello?
Hey, is this Jose?
Yeah, this is Jose.
Yeah, man, this is Dwight.
Hello.
Yeah, I was just talking to Jose Flores over there. He said to give you a call.
You're looking for something?
Yeah, he said you got that Camry. He said you give me a good price on it.
I barely sold it right now.
You just sold it right now? Jose just called me not even 2 minutes ago, said you still had it.
No, Jose's right here with me. He hasn't called no one.
Yeah, he called me. He said, you better call him real quick. And, you know, Jose told me to tell you that you're a motherfucker, too.
The fuck?
Yeah, you're a motherfucker.
All right.
And you're a bitch. And I'm gonna meet you at the Walmart, and I'm gonna, like, slap you with a mop.
And somebody wants a dick.
What's that? You want some dick? I got my homie over here. He fuck you up.
I wouldn't fuck him up. I'd let him touch me.
Hey, is this fucking Jose? No, we're calling back. He didn't like me calling him up. What the fuck? Corrupt says that he's only here for me to do the Yuri voice. I think that is. Hello.
Hello.
My name is Yuri Boyka. Where is this fucking Camry?
What?
My name is Yuri. I'm trying to buy your Camry.
It's sold, bro.
Where the fuck is this car at, asshole?
It's sold.
I'm talking to you, bitch.
Hey, nigga, did you fucking hear me? I said it's fucking sold, dog.
Hey, you shut your fucking mouth. I am from the Ukraine. I don't put up with this shit.
This guy talks a lot of shit, Gary.
Yeah.
Stop talking to fucking cell phone and roll up, nigga.
You talk a lot of shit for being a little bitch.
He does. This is the kind of guy he talk. Oh, call him back. What an asshole. He's tough over the phone, but I'll bet he won't meet at the Walmart.
Busy blasting his fucking music.
Please leave your message for 3238.
I don't care that was a third call. Don't get away with that. Yeah, I'll get you on in a few here, Jack, and we can do that.
Please leave your message for 3238.
We'll save your number, though. I've got it on the list. It's on the list. He's a real pushy fucking salesman, too. Look at this posting on Facebook. First person with 1250 takes it. Nothing's wrong with the car. Los Angeles, 1997 Toyota Camry. He keeps reaffirming there is nothing wrong with it, which makes me think there is something wrong with it. 168,000 miles, and he wants 1250 for it.
I don't think it's worth that.
No.
Could be, though. I mean, I don't know. I don't know cars, so. I know it's pretty fucking useless on that.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm going to look up on fucking Kelly Blue Book here. Well, that's even fucked up, too, because, like, there was, my brother bought a car a couple months back, and they were selling it for, like, it was something like $1,200 or $1,300, and we looked on Kelly Blue Book with like the mileage and everything. It was worth like $3,000. I'm like, what the fuck is this? A fucking stolen car or something they're trying to offload? So you're selling it for half of what it's fucking worth. Let's see.
Maybe they're just dumb.
Yeah, that could be too.
Could be.
This is Jessica.
Her kid's
okay,
ugly.
Okay. Yeah, or her kid is ugly. It says AC unit. It works. Make an offer. No lose. Then 50 with the fucking dollar sign on the wrong side. Lakeland. Text if interested. It appears like she starts bitching about deadbeat dads and all this shit. And I believe Robert is a possible father to one of the kids.
Oh, my.
So I'm thinking about calling and telling her that Robert told me to tell her to shut the fuck up. of course. Fucking.
For a fact, those kids are his.
He said he wants to fuck a paternity test, yo. Fucking Skype just bounced like all the way to the bottom of my numbers. That's fantastic. Here we go. Robert said, eat a dick, yo.
Please leave your message for...
Give me the fuck you button, you whore. That's why you don't have a baby daddy that you can keep. God damn it.
Please leave your message for...
Hello?
Hello? You playing them games?
It's going to be a message thing.
Oh, I know. She thinks she's a clever whore. She's one of them.
She does.
It says, please leave a message for her, and then she's like, hello.
I know.
Oh.
I went. She didn't even bother to call in to chat. Stupid woman.
Hello?
Jessica?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Robert told me to give you a call.
For what?
Apparently he's not too happy with some stuff you've been putting on the Facebook. He wanted me to tell you that you're a fucking bitch. Don't hang up. That wasn't the full message.
And she is. That's why she hung up. She's like, he's fucking telling people.
She's going to call fucking Robert right now. Have some words.
Hello?
Hey, I wasn't done. That wasn't all the message.
What?
That wasn't the full message.
You have the wrong number?
No. Robert Williams told me to call you. Your name is Jessica Kelly.
No, this isn't.
Oh, the fuck it isn't. Come on. You're always playing games. That's why he said you're a cunt, too. So what's the deal? What's the deal between you two? He said I could come over and maybe hit it? That is why she's a whore and a cunt.
It is.
Bitch.
She's probably the type of girl who just gets mad and just like hangs up and doesn't speak to you for a week. You're like, all right. I mean, I'm cool with it.
That's what he does to like get free time and shit. He just like, hey, you're a fucking whore. I'm not talking to you. He's like, yes. All right, boys' night out. Let's go. You want to talk to Tabitha?
Let me look.
She's got some purebred pit bull puppies for sale.
Pit bull puppies. Are they American aggressive pit bull puppies?
She didn't say.
All right.
But it looks like Devin. Devin is like I think a friend of hers. So you say like
Devin.
Devin said you could like get a couple of them and fight them or something.
I kind of have an idea for him.
There you go.
Hello?
Tabitha?
Hi, speaking.
Yeah, this is Ron Newman. I'm a friend of your friend Devin.
Devin?
I understand you have some pit bull puppies that you're currently trying to sell.
Yeah.
You do? Yeah. Okay. How many do you have, just out of curiosity?
Sorry?
How many do you have?
One.
What's that?
One.
Oh, just the one. All right. Well, listen, I am actually a professor. I do research at the local university here. Okay, I'm a zoologist, and I'm also a geneticist. You understand?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to acquire the pit bull as a pet, but also as a research subject, you know, to study its development. Okay, I'm going to perform a series of experiments on the dog.
No, thank you. I would like these dogs to go to a normal family.
Well,
that's
no, it's not going to hurt him or anything. He'll be a family dog. He'll live with my my partner and I, but...
No, thank you.
Come on. Listen, we're trying to Africanize the dog. Oh, that bitch hung up. Call her back.
Gonna Africanize the dog?
Yeah. We're going to make a hybrid. Give it an adamantium skeleton. Like Wolverine. testing an immortality elixir. This dog will not die. It will live forever. Tabitha, the dog will live forever.
Pardon?
Yeah, the dog will live forever. We're testing an immortality elixir. I'm a professor of alchemy and zoology, you see.
Yes, and I am Yuri. I am from the Ukraine. I am assisting Mr. Newman.
Yes.
Where do you guys live?
We live in a large, you know, the big castle? Like up on the hill? Stone castle? It's always like, it's real creepy and there's always lightning there and stuff.
What?
I'm guessing... You just don't get out much, or maybe you're kind of dumb. So yeah. Listen, you. Oh, I'm sorry, Yuri. Please go on.
Oh no, I was just trying to explain. It's the house that was converted into a castle. It actually looks kind of shitty. Have you ever been by?
Okay. Well, first of all, I don't know what fucking castle you're talking about.
Whoa, what is this language? Why does she speak like this?
I'm so sorry.
Fucking Canadians.
She talks on stage in a parlez.
Listen, you fucking Canadian.
Bonjour. You're,
hey, I'm looking at your profile picture. Who is the fat whore behind you?
I think that might be her mother, judging by the similar appearances.
She appears to be like Honey Boo Boo.
Listen, can we perform experiments?
Yo. You want to come to my fucking house right now and I'll fucking poke you up?
Yeah.
You fucking low-life piece of shit, come to my fucking house right now and I'll fucking put a knife in your fucking throat and cut your
throat. Oh, yeah.
Out, you low-life piece of shit.
Oh, that's
I'll fucking cut you, bitch. I'll fucking cut you! Fucking godsucker, I'll call this number again!
We're gonna call a lot.
Holy shit!
What the fuck?
She just dropped a fucking nuke.
Jesus
Christ. I was sitting there looking. I'm like, oh, she's from fucking Canada. These fucking Canadians.
Holy, call her back.
We're sitting there talking about the elixir, and she's fucking eavesdropping.
Crazy bitch. It's funny that she heard me scream the dog forever. Like, excuse me? I don't think she's actually Canadian corrupt, is she?
She's from some town in Canada, in Ontario.
Oh, fair enough.
You want to talk shit? Meet me right now.
Hey, let me tell you this. In my country, back in the Ukraine, we would not even fuck your mother. Your mother would be out with the pigs. She would be with the pigs. Hello. Can I perform some experiments on you?
Excuse me?
I want to perform an experiment on your mom to see if even a dog will have sex with her.
I'm sorry, what?
We're going to see if a dog is willing to have sex with your mother.
Who the fuck are you? Why the fuck are you calling me?
We were trying to get the pit bull puppy to try to Africanize it and test our immortality.
I'm not giving you a pit bull puppy to do dog testing on. I'm sorry. No.
Oh, it's not going to get hurt.
What about
it's
my mother now?
We're going to give it an adamant.
My mom looks like what, sorry? My mom's a fat pig? Excuse me?
She's hideous.
You want to come here? I'll put a fuck fucking knife in your fucking throat.
Why?
I'll fucking kill you.
It's not that big of a deal if your mom.
I'll end your fucking life.
Hey.
Just like hers is over, you fucking low-life piece of shit.
Oh.
If she was around, she'd fucking cut your fucking head off and decapitate you, you fucking piece of shit.
Hey. Hey.
Talk more shit and someone is fucking dead.
Hey.
Are you a demon? Are you possessed? Or maybe multiple demons? Holy shit. Wow.
I feel kind of bad about that call.
Why? What?
Because her mom's dead.
Bullshit. No, look. Okay, here's on the picture. Okay, no, listen. Gorgeous girls. Yes, she is. Both of you. Both of you, motherfucker. That's damn right that she's alive. There were no, like, oh, I miss her. Nothing like that.
Holy fuck.
You know?
I have never been yelled at like that before. Not even Adam, the crazy deaf kid. He's never even got to that level.
I have probably been yelled, like, I have probably been yelled at like that in real life once or twice. I could probably think of that that's happened.
I might have to go check her Facebook later to see if she had anything to say about anything.
Jag wants her number. He's trying to get some.
Wow. Okay. We're going to call Dale now, I think. Dale.
That and then play that at...
That was fucking insane. Whew. Okay, so Dale, he said he had to assign his mobile number as his company's main number. So he has a new personal telephone number. And he's always posting these, like, oh, live down at blah, 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 we're live bands. I don't know if he's in this band or if he just supports the shit out of them or what the deal is. But I think his buddy Daniel Sprouse might have some shit to talk to him. I can't get over that. She's fucking insane.
Cheers.
I don't think that's a good idea, Dashy.
Please leave your message for 81338.
Come on, Dale. Dale's dead bugs. They're really badmouth her mom other than.
Hello?
Hey, Dale, how you doing there, buddy?
Hey, who's this?
Yeah, this is Dwight. I got Ron Newman over here.
Hold on 1 second. I can't hear a thing. Hold on.
Okay.
Shit the fuck down.
Okay.
Yeah,
I might be able to hear better now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it sounds a little better. I'm Dwight, and I got Ron Newman over here.
I'm Ron Newman. Damn right.
Hello?
Yeah, can you still hear me there, Dale?
Hello?
Dale.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Dale.
We got a bad connection.
Yeah.
Who's this?
This is Dwight.
Who?
Dwight.
Dwight. Yeah.
I'm buddies with Daniel.
Which Daniel?
Sprouse.
Oh, okay. Alrighty, cool.
Yeah, he wanted me to give you a call and ask why you've been bad-talking him.
Bad-talking Daniel?
Yeah, he said you were talking shit behind his back.
That would never be the case. I love that guy.
Yeah, I don't know. That's why he told me to give you a call.
Put him on the line.
He's not here. He called me and gave me your number.
Okay.
He said you were probably down at the bar.
I'm at the bar, man.
Yeah, he said you were always talking shit about him and cock-blocking him left and right.
Yeah, right. I love that kid. He's awesome.
He said you could get us some weed, though.
You're talking to the wrong person, my friend.
We just need like an eighth. You said you had some. You said you were holding.
No, I don't do that shit, man.
So you're saying he's a liar?
He could be. Well, he's not on purpose, I'm sure.
Well, I'm putting all this down. Like, yeah, I'm writing it down.
Like, what about the cocaine? He said you definitely had like an eight ball or something you were holding.
I've never done cocaine in my life.
Oh,
never
come
even
on.
Seen. Never
oh, don't
even
tell
seen
me
cocaine.
That shit. You've never like walked into that bar. I know that bar. You never went in there and like did a line of coke off a hooker's ass?
The only time I've seen that is on TV.
Dashie wants to know if it's Chevy or Ford, which do you drive?
I've driven Chevys and Fords before.
What do you drive currently? That's obviously the question. You big asshole.
I drive a Honda.
Honda. That sucks. That's a shitty car.
Okay, well, you guys, I got to get back to my jam. So good talking to you.
Anyway, hey, make sure when you go back, you like slip a finger right up your buddy's asshole there. Maybe you'll play better.
Which one?
I don't pick one.
Any of them.
Whichever one's playing the shittiest, you stick like three fingers up his ass and he'll play better.
I'll be sure and do that.
Shit.
And make sure to like lick your fingers afterwards. Be sanitary about it.
All right, will do.
Hey, can I ask another favor before you go?
What's that, man?
Hey, the next time you're having sex with like the hot bitches, think of me.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'll be screaming out Dwight. And who's the other gentleman in the background?
Fuck yeah.
I'm Ron fucking Newman.
Newman.
Ron.
Fuck yeah.
So I'll be screaming out Dwight and Newman.
Yeah, Dr. Snoswell's here too, asshole.
I'm Dr. Snoswell. I'm a penis doctor.
Take care, brother. Have a good one. Awesome job on base,
hey,
man.
I'm going to come Kick over ass. And examine your penis.
Hey, don't be congratulating that guy. Tell him awesome job. Yo, fuck you at him.
This guy's an ass. That's the noise from last night.
Yeah, he was good. I got to let you go, though, because I got to get back and adjust the PA system.
All right, but, hey, before you go in, I want you to walk through the door and just yell fuck you real loud, and then we'll hang up. Come on,
yeah,
do it, buddy.
That one thing.
Be a pal.
Okay, ready? Here we go.
Yeah,
going through the door.
Grow a pair.
He's just going to hang up.
Fuck you! Oh,
hey, there you go. Thank you.
Hey, good job.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
Yeah,
go fuck tell Daniel I love him. He's
all right,
a great
I'll tell him to go fuck himself. See you later.
You.
That guy was good. I looked at his picture. He's got like this long fucking scraggly beard and shit.
Yeah, he didn't give a shit at all. It's like he's like laughing all the time. He's like, yeah,
Baz, did you listen to the stream like 3 minutes ago?
No, I just got in.
Some bitch from Ontario threatened to fucking jam a knife in me and Sloth's throat.
Oh my god, fucking!
She screamed it at the top of her fucking lungs.
It
was fucked up. We were just trying to get a pit bull puppy. And wow. I said,
that's pretty mean. That's rude.
Well, I told her that in the Ukraine, your mother, we will not even fuck her. She would be out with the pigs. And
that Yuri talking.
Yeah, because I was the Russian scientist with Mr. Newman. Said, what the fuck do you say? Come over here! I'll jam a fucking knife in your throat and end your life. Sound like a fucking demon.
She did.
There was somebody in the background telling her to calm the fuck down.
She needs pills.
She needs something. She didn't even look that crazy in her picture. She was always showing her tits and stuff in a lot of them. But you know, if her mom was really dead, I would have expected to see more pictures when I was perusing through.
Yeah, and different responses, I think, you know, to things. Yeah. Pretty she's much. Just like, oh, she's beautiful. Yeah, she is. Not, oh, yeah, she was. Not she was, is. That implies she's alive, motherfucker.
Nobody responded to my penis Craigslist ads there. Bad. Well, they responded, but nobody's picking their phone up.
What was the ad for?
Basically, I was holding a masturbation contest.
Oh, okay.
And, at the Starting now? Convention centers. No, it was going to be in... I think I had it set for like September 5th or something. It was like that weekend. And these guys responded. One actually said he had 11 and a half inch dick. And The other one said he had a 7-inch dick, but it was 5 inches around.
Ooh.
Yeah. They were something. Let's see here. We got Tyler, who says he's switching from T-Mobile, or switching to T-Mobile. Text me, guys, so we can keep in touch. His girlfriend is Brianna. I believe she just goes by Bree. And I believe she, Brianna also has a sister named Paula. So we could probably use a couple of those names to throw him off. Not sure what I might just want to call him and say I'm fucking his girl. Or maybe I swung a three-way between Paula and Bree. I fucking nailed the sisters, yo.
It's like the N signature thing. It's like, man, I fucked your girl.
Well, it's funny, especially like if you could provide names and shit, and then they start thinking it's like a valid fucking something valid. Like, maybe he did fuck my girl.
Yeah, everybody's paranoid about that.
Oh, he pulled a pickup hang up, that motherfucker.
Oh.
What's the egg doing?
Please leave your message for 51.
Jag's giving me numbers for his old work to fuck with. In a minute, I'm going to have to make a run to the refrigerator. But I'll put you guys on a call before I go.
Please leave your message for...
Motherfucker, you're going to pick up. I need you to know about my sexual conquest with Bree.
Please leave your message for...
Oh, you son of a bitch. One more time. She needs to know that, like, we three-wayed her in a dumpster. Speaking of dumpsters, I should turn on CNN and see if there's more fires and shit.
Please leave your message for 51.
Right. Out there shot another guy.
What's that?
Yeah, the police out there shot and killed another guy.
Don't you?
Yeah, no joke. Black guy. I think that was either today or yesterday. One of the two. Yeah, pretty bad decision overall, I would say. Probably that will turn out to be pretty nasty.
Yeah, actually, people throwing the
headline on CNN is ISIS beheads American today.
I saw that. Yes, James Foley.
I don't know. People throwing Molotov cocktails. I think the cops should, like, so they catch the people that are doing it, like, shoot the Molotov cocktail while they're still in their fucking hand. So, like, all right, his ass has, like, some severe burns. I'm pretty sure he had it.
That'd be pretty hard to do, though. I don't know, though. I don't shoot guns either. Those fuckers,
the National Guard, they better be able to do it. Or we're fucked. I don't know about this call right here. She says, well, it seems that I underestimated Austin. I sent the girls to visit him, and he says he's not bringing Isabella back here. If anyone needs to talk, call my cell.
What?
Yeah, so it sounds like they had shared custody time or something. And she sent the kids down there. Now the dad's saying, fuck you, I'm not bringing them back.
So kidnapping?
Basically, custodial interference or something. I just wanted to call her and say that Austin told us to call and that she was looking for a good time or some shit. I don't want to be like... I got Austin down here. I'm going to beat that motherfucker up.
Or, like, tell her... Yeah, you could tell her he's holding her for ransom. Smart.
Yeah.
Really good idea.
Yeah. He wants a dollar.
And he wants a blowjob.
And he wants a dollar and a slice of pizza.
You have to put it in your butt.
Hello? Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, I got, like, this mysterious phone call from some guy named Austin who told me to call you. He said you were looking for like some adult company tonight. Yeah, this is Dwight. Austin says you give out pretty regularly there. You know, and I'm in kind of a slump. I need one of them slump busters.
Whatever.
Hey, what's the deal, lady? Whatever.
Whatever.
Somebody has a TV on.
Whatever.
You have reached the Sprint voicemail box of 3-6-0-3-2-8-0-1-4-8.
My Skype is at
the tone. Please record your voice message. When you are finished recording, you may hang up or press pound for more options.
She does look like kind of a chunky bitch. Her name is Sacagawea. All right. I'm going to put you guys on this call while I run to the fridge. Hopefully you guys can keep him talking. His name is Andrew. If you look down the list, I don't know if Baz could see this list.
No.
Boy. This guy says, "Hey, I bought a new phone today. I am with Verizon now. I still have everyone's numbers, so the transfer was successful. Just in case, my number is blah, 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 blah." Apparently, he's got a friend named Ryan From. It's basically From with two fucking M's. But if you want to speak with him, I don't know about what. That's up to you. And I'm going to make a run to the fridge. I'll be back.
Hello?
Andrew? Hello? Hey, what's going on, buddy? What's up?
Not much. May I ask who this is?
No. What the hell are you talking about? It's Ron. You said to hit you up because you didn't have anybody's number. I'm chilling with Dave. What's going on?
Not much.
Yo, this is David.
What's going on? What's up?
It's cool. What's kicking? What's kicking, bro?
This is Ron who? I'm sorry,
Ron Newman, dumbass. Jesus.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, goddamn.
David Snoswell, you don't tell me you don't remember me.
What do you got? So what are you getting into tonight? What's going on?
Not much. Just at home trying to figure out my phone.
Trying to figure out what?
Trying to figure out my phone. Like, I got a new phone today.
You just push the buttons, machines?
Yeah, I'm used to, like, having all, like, primitive cell phones and that kind of stuff. So, like, this...
You know who's also bad with technology?
Huh? Women.
You know who's also bad with technology?
Yeah.
Women.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, women are.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's weird that overlaps, like, the Venn diagram of you and women.
It's, yeah.
In the middle there.
It's really fucked up.
It's kind of strange, I think.
So
look, the real reason
we're calling
you is because, you know, to be honest, we want to fight. We know you've been talking shit. Pretty much everybody's told us.
Yeah, we've had it, man.
Yeah, Amy.
Stick with the shit.
Amy said you're gay too.
Yeah. Well, he is, isn't he?
He said you fence. You do fencing. It's so lame.
Hey, okay. Still there?
Yeah, still there. Sorry.
Yeah, acknowledge us.
Oh, I have no idea what's going on. Sorry.
You have no idea.
Yeah, we've got a bone to pick.
Are you under the influence of illegal narcotics?
No. Totally sober. I just like I said, trying to figure out this phone.
All right.
When was the last time you smoked a fatty?
Hold on here.
Yeah, you're smoking a fatty? We'll hold on while you take a toke.
Okay.
This guy's dumb.
You're dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah, you son of a bitch.
Figure out a cell phone.
Look,
you big dummy.
This whole time, we're actually from the special drug squad. It's actually of the British government. This whole thing. Yeah. We're gonna be coming up in 15 minutes to give you a swab. We're going to give you a mouth swab to test drugs. And if you're found to have drugs,
Dwight's going to have the swab attached to his penis.
Yes. And we're going to extradite you to the United Kingdom. You're going to have to live there forever then.
I'll be living with my own people then.
No, you won't. You sound so fucking American.
Dumbass.
Yeah. Go to hell.
I mean, the worst.
Do you want to fight?
Hey, you want to have a fight?
I'm half Irish. I was born to fight.
Now let's have a fist fight.
I don't use fists. I use my crutches.
No, it's fighting dirty, man. You got to just fists only. You got to throw down. Throw down, kid.
Do you like boys or girls, though? Are you thinking about it? You're not sure?
Pee pie po poo. Pa.
Pa pe people.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Ooh. Ooh.
Dwight, you should call
What are y'all up to tonight?
Shut up. Listen, Dwight, you should call that girl back. And let her scream at this asshole. If you're there.
That might be kind of fucked up.
It is.
That reminds me of Beavis. You can see him here in the back where he's going. It's okay, dude.
Huh?
Let's roll with. It's okay, dude.
Yeah. Are you going to hang up yet? Because if not, I'm going to come over and fuck your old lady.
Man, once you get to. What can we say to you that will make you really angry so you'll be cursing at us and the listeners that?
There's not a lot that makes me angry.
Our listeners demand that.
Yeah, my penis demands it.
So what do you do for a job?
The chat room is getting bored.
I was working at a daycare, but I got fired.
Oh, I see you studied anthropology.
Did you diddle the kids?
That was a good investment.
I love anthropology.
It was a good investment, though, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You're obviously
More into medieval studies, though.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Wait a minute, is this the asshole who used to do the fencing?
Yeah.
Oh, this motherfucker.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, Jesus.
Ben's worth shit, I hear he lost it.
No, did you read on his shit? This motherfucker was only getting paid $75 a week.
What?
Yeah, I'm not bullshitting.
He's like a pauper, he's a serf.
It's $75, that's all he made, enough to get his fucking bath salts and cocaine.
Probably. Yeah. Fencing with hobos in the park.
Unwilling hobos.
I was going to say penile fencing. But yes, unwilling hobos.
Yeah, that's just called like murder and assault.
Yeah, it's true.
Let's see. So we got here. We got a guy that does fencing who can't figure out a fucking phone. And I'm pretty sure he's Googling right now how to get a penile implant.
No, I don't need one of those.
Hey, buddy, how big's your dick?
Classified.
That's what?
Classified.
Classified. probably classified to everyone but you. There's been no women that have seen this thing and can divulge the information we require.
It's a secret from him.
You know, buddy, getting out a ruler and shit, that's not how you do the measurement.
And, you know, Mr. Snoswell, I was curious what was up with you tonight. You're a marijuana addict now, like the rest of us?
Yes. Don't try it, because I would advise you never to inhale, because you become an addict.
Well, I'm just saying that you...
you can become president, a dope too.
Fiend.
Well, you've been smoking... So
I'm trying to lecture this young man on the evils of the marijuanas.
Why'd you get fired, by the way? I want to know that. He got fired from a $75 a week job.
Daycare center. Asked him if he diddled one of the kids.
Oh, yeah. There was rape involved. I know it.
I got fired because my boss was really anal.
Hey, do you have...
You did anal with your boss?
Hey, listen, buddy. You want to get your boss back?
Give us his
number. Give us his number. We'll leave you on the line. We'll fuck with him real quick.
Nah, I'm not having anything to do with her.
But no, you just sit there and just shut the fuck up. We'll do the call.
Anal with her, and now you don't want to have anything to do with her? It's a little bit late for that. When you stuck it in her butt, you know, you got to know that you're going to have to be dealing with her for a long time.
It's pretty hot, though. Did you take pictures?
You know what happens when the parents came in, though? Hey, what's that fucking stain right there on the carpet where my kid's playing? And she had to explain that he was over there nutting all over the fucking daycare.
That there was also feces from which she had an orgasm because her ass is so loose that it just blew out.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Like childbirth.
Yeah. All right, well, you're a real asshole, and I'm tired of talking to you because it sounds like you're typing on a keyboard. Oh, he left. Oh, that's great. He bailed.
What a dumbass. Okay, people are telling me that I sound muffled.
You do a little bit.
You.
Well, I'll just drop and reconnect.
All right, well, I'm going to play just a short song, and we'll reconvene. So listen to this.
Old sinner, do not stray from the straight and narrow way, for the Lord is surely watching what you do. If you approach the devil's den, turn round, don't enter. Lest the hand of the Almighty fall on you. He'll fuck you up.
He'll fuck you up.
Yes, God will fuck you up. If you dare to disobey his stern command, he'll fuck you up.
He'll fuck you up.
Don't you know he'll fuck you up? So you better do some praying while you can. Long ago, a man named Lot had a wife he thought was hot, but she could not stop her black and sinful ways. You know it was her own damn fault when God turned that bitch to salt. That's the way he used to work back in those days. He fucked him up. He really fucked him up. When the people went and turned their backs on him, he can fuck you up.
He'll fuck you up.
No shit, he'll fuck you up. Just like he fucked the people up back then. I used to have a friend named Ray who walked that evil way. He cursed and drank and broke his neighbor's fans. You know Ray was full aware that some sheep were over there, and he knew them in the biblical sense. God fucked him up.
He fucked him up.
He went and fucked Ray up. Went and paid him back for all his wicked sins. He fucked him up.
He fucked him up.
Fucked that boy completely up. Now he's married to a Presbyterian.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. If you are looking for a ransom, I can tell you I don't have money. But what I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I have acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you. If you let my daughter go now, that'll be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
Good luck.
Yes, and we are back. If you just heard that last part, that was a voicemail that crazy girl from Canada just left. She said she's going to hunt us down and fucking kill us. So, yes, we're back. I just want to take a quick break machines. Oh, we got Gordo. What do you got? What do you got, buddy? He's requesting a song. Maybe next break. Don't know what it is, but I'm not going to go look right now. And let's see. Did we talk to Tyler? No, I think we tried. He didn't pick up.
No, who was that we just talked to?
Andrew was the one we talked to. Okay.
Oh, yeah, Andrew.
This is, excuse me. Oh, I'm going to cough. Hang on. All right, there we go. Sam Slushy, who is currently fucking Haley, his girlfriend, who works at Subway. So he's selling an Xbox or some shit, but I think I'm going to inform Sam that I'm fucking Haley at Subway, like on all the fresh cold cuts and shit. Something along those lines, anyway. I fucking did her on a pile of the wheat bread.
Subway sucked.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Got a spicy Italian sub.
I had their, it was like a jalapeno chicken flatbread thing.
Mm-hmm. I heard the flatbread sucks.
Well, no, it's pretty good, I was going to say. It was not bad.
I sat there and, like, my brother's like, I'm going to get one of the round pizzas. I was like, that's $5 for that small pizza. I go, you can go to fucking Little Caesars and get a large for that price.
Yeah.
Little but, you know, it's probably the same level because Little Caesars pizza tastes like fucking cardboard.
Piece of shit pizza.
Oh, Little Caesars sucks.
For, you know, $5 I'd go to Pizza Hut and get a fucking meatloaf.
Oh, fucking meat.
You want some of this meat? Huh?
Shit. Spicy meats.
Boy, I'm really in about 24 hours from now.
Your call has been
calling fucking Gary on his show. He better show up this week too, goddammit.
Hey, Dwight, you should call. Have you called Gaslamp yet?
No, actually, I haven't called Gaslamp since like last week. I really probably don't want to call him without Dash's tool.
Called them the
other day. Yeah, they should probably leave them alone for a couple days. They get it quite regularly. You know? Hello, Sam?
Hello?
Hey, is this Sam? Is this Dwight, buddy?
What?
Yeah, this is Dwight. I work with Haley over at the Subway.
Okay.
So, like, I was calling to tell you to back off that Haley's mine now.
What?
Yeah. We had a moment of bliss the other night while we were working there. We took a break. We went in the back and we did a little makeout session there, pal. She's mine now. So you're going to have to just go away. You fucking hung up. Bastard. I'm not done with you.
Didn't like that. Yeah.
Your call has been forwarded to an...
You might be making an emergency call to Haley. You've been fucking some guy named Dwight that you work with?
I'm going to stab him with a knife. Been
forwarded.
She ran the bread knife across my ass cheek. Felt kind of good.
Come on, you can't finish the show without getting threatened with a knife at least one more time.
Oh, shit. That bitch did it fucking 3 times during 2 separate calls. We called her once. She threatened to do it. We called again. She was kind of playing along a little bit. She fucking did it again. He's not going to want to answer. You did what? One of these guys.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
To mark it. He actually works as a janitor. We could have had a fucking janitor off. And he went to like some college too, and he's like working as a janitor. I was like, what the fuck?
Couldn't be anywhere like DeVry, though.
Yeah. I mean, no, this looked like a legitimate college. It's like you paid like $20,000 a year, and you're working as a janitor. Oh, this one ought to be fun, Tanya. My son is selling these for his school. He's working towards getting or going to see an Oklahoma City Thunder game. They're $5. These are discount cards to various places in town. If interested, if it's what it's probably the same shit that I used to do in high school as like a football fundraiser, and like we bought new equipment, new fucking uniforms and shit with it. Which was awesome because they had like McDonald's on there. So if you go to McDonald's, you got like 10% off of your order and shit every time you went. But I don't know. I think we should call her and say something about her son's an asshole. Your son brought me a card and told me to go fuck myself.
School records say your son's stupid.
Yeah. From my record, your son is in special ed. He's a fucking mongoloid.
It's horrible to make fun of mongoloids.
That's funny, though.
It is funny.
Hello?
Hey, Tanya?
Yeah?
Yeah, like, the discount cards. I was supposed to be getting one.
Okay, can you text me tomorrow?
Well, I would like to, but there's a problem. Your son came around trying to sell them. Yeah. And I was like, oh, I'll only take one. And he goes, you know what? Fuck you. You're going to take two. And I was like, whoa, that's a little aggressive on the selling technique there, buddy.
No, you don't walk around selling them.
Yeah, that's what he's. Well, he came to my door knocking. He said they were $20 a piece.
He don't even have them.
And then I read on here they're five.
He don't have them on him, and he has not been walking around with
them. Let me ask you this, Tanya. Did your son learn to be a cocksucker from his mother?
Excuse me. Don't be calling my phone. Hey. You understand me?
Hey, don't raise
we gotta
your
call
voice.
A watch.
Don't raise your voice.
What a bitch.
Yeah, Neon, she did sound sleepy.
Yeah. Your son and learned, cranky.
Yeah, did your son learn to be a cocksucker from his mother? You calling my phone with that bullshit? Ain't nobody got time for that.
Don't you be calling my phone with that bullshit.
I've reached the Sprint voicemail box of...
How dare she hit the fuck you button?
Yeah. If anything, bitch, I want that phone off.
Have reached the Sprint voice.
Okay. She's not going to play anymore. Did anybody see the video from JAG TV accounting his Cedar Point trip with Yo Bob?
No.
Well, after the first night, they went back to their hotel room. And JAG made the mistake of telling me what hotel he was in. And I'm like, okay, he's going to Cedar Point. I know what fucking city Cedar Point's in, so I'm like, okay, there's only one of these hotels there. So I call up and get some guy. I'm like, all right, I need, first I know his name's Brett. And I checked his Skype name, and it showed his last name, too. So I was like, all right, I need Brett blah, blah, blah's room. They're like, you know what room he's in? I'm like, no, he didn't have the fucking room before he left. Well, I can't transfer to his room without the room number. There's been a lot of cheating spouses coming down and yelling at us for transferring to their room. I was like, okay, wait a minute.
Nice.
Wouldn't it be more secure for, to get the name than just a fucking room number? So later, JAG tells me to, I called a pizza place and ordered JAG a pizza. And I was like, oh yeah, this is Brett, blah, blah, blah. I'm in 105. So Jag sends me a message on Skype. the fucking pizza just came. He goes to, the guy said it was like 21 or 25 bucks. He goes, I told him I didn't make an order. And he said he looked like so defeated. He like looked at the ground, oh, okay, and fucking left. And which I know is kind of a dick move because the delivery driver just fucking ran up some gas. Luckily, they were only like a quarter mile away. But so I try calling Jag later. Jag answers, says there's some assholes in the room next door causing a ruckus. So, okay, what room is it? So he tells me, I get the front desk guy again. I'm like, yeah, 309. All right, I'll transfer you. Didn't ask for a name or nothing. Call 309. Tell him I'm from the front desk. And told them that their kids are being loud. Oh, we don't got any kids. I said, oh, okay. Well, can you do me a favor over your bed? Can you pound really hard twice? And so she goes, hey, right there, hit the wall twice. So you hear this guy, doof, doof. I was like, okay, now one more favor. Can you yell shut the fuck up really loud for me? And then she fucking hangs up. And I'm like, okay, how the fuck can I mess with Jag a little more? So I'm calling Jag's room. I've got his real room number now. And he's not picking up. Well, according to Jag's video, because I kept calling, that he fucking disconnects the phone and fucking launches the phone across the room. So now the phone's disconnected. I can't get a hold of him. So I call the front desk again. I get transferred back. This time it's, I assume she's a black lady, you know, and she's like, how can I help you? I was like, yeah, this is blah, blah, blah. I'm in 305. I've got severe stomach issues right now, and I ran out of toilet tissue. Can you please send me up a roll of toilet tissue? And do you guys have, like, feminine hygiene products? She goes, oh, yes. I go, send me two tampons also, please. Oh, okay, well, I'll be the one bringing them up. I'm the only one here. So Jag says he's laying in bed, and he hears boom, boom. You know, somebody's knocking. He's sitting there laying in bed, hoping it just fucking goes away. Boom, boom, boom. He gets up, looks out the hole. He says he sees this black lady. He just ignores her, doesn't answer, goes back to bed. Knocking continues and getting loud. And so he's like, oh, motherfucker. So he gets up, goes over, answers the door. And this was approximately 3:30 in the morning. He said, she goes, oh, here's the stuff that you requested. She handed him a roll of toilet paper and a handful of fucking tampons. It's like, you motherfucker. He's like, he goes, I didn't ask for this stuff. He's like, please make a note. Don't send anybody else up tonight. And so Jag goes to fucking bed and fucking they do their shit the next day. Yeah, I got the lady up there at like 3:30 in the morning. And so he had to get up at like 8. So it was fucking up with his sleep. And yeah, Neon talked to the front desk lady too, because I was like, I probably can't get past her again. And yeah, Jack says it's funny now. He was even defending me. He was telling the old Bob, I don't think Dwight did that part. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Dwight did.
So I was going to ask you, are you guys still on speaking terms after all that?
Oh, yeah. He came on, I think he came on one of my shows that I did after that.
Cool.
But he's in the chat bitching right now. He's like, yeah, it's fucking funny now. It wasn't at the time. All right, let's try to call Brenda or Tanya back. See if she's done sleeping.
Yeah, check in with her.
This would be perfect for the dashy tool. Oh, she pulled a pickup hang up. That fucking whore. You fucking whore. Yuri does not agree with this, okay? Did Sloth go to bed? I know he's.
Nah, I don't know.
Oh, I was saying, I know you said you had to work in the morning.
Yeah, I'm about to here. I'm going to just listen on the Mixler.
Nice. That'll work. Because we're going to call Carrie.
Hey, yeah, I'll be back in just a few before Sloth leaves. I just got to do something real quick.
Okay. Well, when Sloth goes, I'll probably bring Jag on to assist, too, if he's not going to bed. I know he might be going that way, too. Just so everyone knows, tomorrow will be Blog Talk Tonight. I want answers from Gary why he did not show up last week. I demand answers. He's being a beta, and I don't appreciate it. And that'll start up at about 11:25 p.m. Eastern, since he starts at 11:30. So just about 24 hours from right now. And yeah, so we're going to call Kerry DeSean Jackson. And my notation on this is, this motherfucker looks straight hood.
I was going to ask if she was black.
Oh, this is a dude.
Oh, is he black?
Look at his picture. He looks fucking just... He looks like he'll fucking kill you.
I mean,
like in a heartbeat. He says, okay, I don't have anyone's number anymore. While working on my vehicle, the stranger that I let use my phone took off with it. My new number is blah, blah, blah. Do you believe he would kill you?
No. No, I don't.
Probably not. He's into a lot of church shit.
Yeah. He's like, I don't fish to escape from life's little problems. I fish to escape
from life's little problems. I should call him. I'm the one with his phone.
Yeah, I've been hacked, y'all. Changed my password. Team moves, let me know. May have to deactivate my account, son. Shit's getting real.
You reached DJ, so I wasn't able to get to the phone. Please leave me a detailed message.
Okay, so it goes by DJ. Neon wants to know what's wrong with your voice. Why are you talking like that?
You knew has AIDS.
Come on, baby.
Nunu actually converted to
Muslim. You reached DJ, so I
got these cheeseburgers, man. Ian. Oh, Ian was a hotel check-in. He's up in Toronto. I was trying to look. I'm like, why the fuck don't I have any notations on this?
Good evening, Shangri-La Hotel, Toronto.
Hi, I need to reach my brother's room if I could, please.
What's your brother's last name?
Malcolm. Malcolm.
One moment, please.
Thanks. No, his last name's not X, Fletcher.
My audio.
Yeah, with our music blasting over you.
Yep.
I have to call the front desk.
Thank you for holding, sir. Could you spell the last name again?
Yep. Shit. It's M is in Mary, A is in Apple, L is in Larry, C is in Cock, O is in Open, L is in Larry, M is in Mother.
Okay. Are you looking for the hotel guest or the residential guest, sir?
He's a hotel guest.
Okay, because the name that you gave me, unfortunately, is not registered in our system, sir.
Okay, maybe he's a residential.
Okay, let me contact you.
Okay. This is the number it came up with. Oh, okay. Must be the other then.
Now it's actually ringing.
Good evening, residential concierge. Colleen speaking.
Hi, I'm trying to reach my brother's room, please.
I'm sorry, are you trying to reach somebody in the hotel?
Yeah. Well, no, he's a residential.
Oh, I can't transfer calls from this Vantage. I can only call them directly.
Well, can I have my brother's room to his number to his room then?
What is your brother's name?
His name is Ian Malcolm.
I don't believe there's anybody but Ian Malcolm living here.
Usually, yeah. Like, he might be going by the first name Malcolm, last name X.
I'm sorry, sir. I don't think you have the right number.
Yeah, it's first name Malcolm, last name EXE.
I'm sorry. I believe you have the wrong number.
I believe you're being a tad bit of a bitch. So what do you think about that?
Good night, sir.
Fuck you, whore. That's what you get. I know he's there. Fucking checked in there. He checked in, bitch. He confirmed it.
Did he? Did he actually confirm it, though?
He said he was there.
Yeah, but they always do that. People lie fucking asses with check-ins.
It hasn't been updating a lot lately. Because, you know, Dash had said the weekends when it usually rolls in quite a bit. And so when I checked it earlier, it was like 7 o'clock. So I was trying to keep it, past 3 o'clock is like normal check-in. So you got to try to add and subtract the fucking hours to try to make sure they're there. I must have been a mistake. And Fletcher's talking about some floppy jalopies.
Floppy tits.
I saw something on the fucking TV today that was advertised. Fucking Hunt's Ketchup has a new version with jalapeno in it. And I'm going to try that shit.
I've seen that.
Sounds sexy. Okay, so the floppy jalopies are good for motorboating, according to Fletcher Munson. You know, instead of just regular titties, he wants those ones that are like down at the knees and shit. He's down there.
Nice, like old women and shit.
Yeah.
Mm.
That sounds sexy.
Yes, it does. They look like if you took like a bag of chicken and like dangled them from string.
It's like if you took like a worn out sock and put like 6 or 7 batteries in there, like TD batteries.
No. Like huge batteries.
Put a bunch of 9 volts in there. So then everybody's running around. Where the fuck are my 9 volts? So I can replace it in this goddamn fire alarm. This is bullshit. Yeah,
you know, that's the one battery that nobody ever has lying around. Just the standard 9 volt.
Well, that's the only fucking thing it's used for, except for like, remote controls for like RC cars and shit. That was the only other use for it.
It's true. That is true.
Actually, I think I used to have a remote control back in the day that took a 9 volt until they got rid of that bullshit. yeah, that could be credible information or it could be a fallacy.
Soon everything will be like internal and it'll suck.
Well, we'll have a microchip. Like, and I'll just look at my TV and I'll just like point at my TV with my little hand pistol and be like, pew, and it'll fucking change the channel.
No, and like nothing, like you won't be able to swap your battery from like any device, you know, and you'll have to charge it all the time. And like batteries, that'll just never get better, but you know, phones and shit, they'll just keep consuming more power and doing more shit.
Let's see here. We got Mary. And Mary says her cell phone is going to die. I'm not near a connection. Soon as I charge it, you will know. I'm back alive. If any emergency, call my hubby cell. Excuse me. So we're going to call her hubby cell and inform him of Mary's fucking activities.
Mary's a whore.
She is a whore. She says the pussy's for her marriage, but the asshole, well, I could blow that wide open. Fucking thundering outside. Come on, Mary's husband.
Hi, can we reach Mingo? I'm Mary. Sorry, we can't get you.
Did she say his name was Mingo?
Sounded like it. Miko, Mingo, Migo.
So we can confirm it's a coconut?
Ringo. That sounds about right.
For being an emergency phone, they sure aren't in a hurry to pick it up.
They fucking better.
Ron Newman fucking commands it.
Hi, can you reach Mingle and Mary?
Yeah, I thought I heard an M in there. But
yeah, he's not saying Ringo.
I think it's Mingo.
It's something with an M.
They thought it was fucking cute, like Mary and Mingo and shit. We're going to get married. Their last name starts with an M, too. We're the M's. We should put that on our rings. Nice fucking emergency line. I love that. Hey, if it's an emergency, call my hubby's phone. But he's not going to pick it up. So, this guy, his name's Gabe. He says he finally moved out of his cave and bought a new cell phone today. And gets this. It makes phone calls. LOL. Hit me up. So no shit, he bought his cell phone and it makes fucking phone calls? You'd be fucking shitting me.
No fucking way.
When did they start manufacturing that shit? That's next generation technology there.
Yeah, he should put it in his ass.
Yeah. I'm going to ask him about this fucking abomination that he just bought.
She calls mom, tell her to go fuck herself, and then put the phone in his ass while she's on the phone.
Apparently there's some shit going on at McDonald's in Ferguson. The cops are lined up. Probably got a sale on some nuggets.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet.
Oh, yeah? McDonald's. It looks like in Ferguson, like McDonald's is a staging area now. We'll get some fries and we'll go kick some ass. Let's see if the Jag TV's around.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voice.
Apparently, it can make calls. But he has not figured out how to fucking answer a call yet. So, hey, Jag, shoot me a message on Skype if you're still around.
Just drag him in. Make him answer.
Yeah, but I think he's always fucking marked as busy.
He's not. He's actually active, it says, on mine anyway.
Yeah, active with the HIV.
It's true.
He just sent me a message here. He says he's hearing queer. Oh, wait, no, I misread that. He says, I'm here. Well, no, he did say that. I'm here and queer. I was purposely trying to make fun of him. I thought it says, I'm here queer, but nope. He actually said, I'm here and queer. Trying to make fun of you, and you fucking do it for me, Jag. But Jag doesn't know how to operate his microphone either.
Balls.
Just like Gabe can't operate his fucking phone.
What in the hell?
And he bailed. I must hurt his feelings.
What?
Okay, so we're going to call Todd. He says, Facebook's getting old. About that time to close it out for a bit. Tomorrow will be last day. You want to continue to talk, text me.
Maybe he actually is going to go kill a guy named Tom.
Yeah, but I said Tom will, and I'm like, oh, okay, tomorrow.
We've come to negotiate for Tom's life.
Yeah. I mean, you're typing out, if as long as you're not on your fucking, like, mobile, do you really need to abbreviate Tom? You can just throw a few extra. Hey, Todd. Todd. Yo, Todd. Motherfucker. You're still here, right, Sloth?
Yes.
Okay, so it's not me.
Yes.
Confirm.
But I gotta, I do gotta go to bed whenever some asshole comes back.
Hey, hello? Todd.
Hey.
Hey, like, what's the deal, man? I'm over here hanging out with CJ.
What up?
Todd. See, this is what happens when Todd gets that fucking Obama phone, man.
And snorts cocaine.
He's doing lines of coke off the fucking front of his phone. Accidentally answering the calls.
He's like, dude, I just realized this thing makes phone calls. It's amazing. He throws it. He gets pissed.
Hello?
Yo, Todd, what's going on? I keep losing you.
Yeah, who's this?
Yeah, this is Dwight. I'm hanging over here with CJ.
Yo, yo.
Dwight.
Yeah.
Yo,
CJ. Yeah, this is, I'm Dwight McClanahan. I'm hanging out with CJ.
CJ. My cousin, CJ?
Yeah, CJ Manson, buddy.
Well, what's up?
Not a whole hell of a lot. We're over here. We're doing a little party and shit. We're seeing what you up to.
Oh, yeah? Where you at?
Shit. What's his fucking address? Hang on a second. It's not my house. It's some bitch's house.
We're smoking all sorts of DMT.
Says she lives over on, what the fuck is this? Oak Street? I was drunk as shit. She came and picked us up. Says she's over on Oak.
Where?
I don't know. Hey, how the fuck do you get here? I'm trying to get Todd over here. Fucking CJ says he's the one with the big dick. Oh, hang on, this bitch, she's in the bathroom or something. I don't know, she's fucking playing with herself or some shit.
You mean CJ Miller?
No, CJ Manson, you're fucking, you know, come on. I'm Dwight.
Oh, you mean Dusty?
Yeah. I took his phone and shit. I'm making calls.
Wow.
So, like, what are you doing tonight? You want to come over? You want to get fucking wasted? We got some cocaine and shit over here.
Man, I got kids, man.
What? I mean, if they want to come too, we'll share.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, they fucking went by.
Who but cares, like, about your stupid kids?
Yeah, you ain't no fucking babysitters?
Oh, man.
How old are they?
Let's see. We got 4, 5, 7, and a 9-year-old.
Ah, the 9-year-old can fucking watch them all.
They gotta learn about the world eventually.
Yeah. Just slip them a fucking Mickey and come on over.
Give them, like, each half a Benadryl and let us be out.
Yeah, it's only that easy.
Yeah. Just tie them up. Put them in the fucking closet. You know, put a fucking chair up against the door.
Put them outside.
Right. I ain't trying to go back to prison.
What?
I ain't trying to go back to prison.
Wait a minute. What? He went to prison? What'd you go to fucking prison for? I never heard this story.
What in the fuck?
Prison.
What?
I got 5.5 years in.
For what?
For
what?
Holy shit.
And then the second time, I got a DUI for that. Second time, somebody tried to kill my kids, and I kicked the fucking shit out of them. I did 3 years for that.
Hey, can you do me a favor real quick?
What's that?
Tell your kids to shut the fuck up.
No, that's all right.
Yeah. Hey, I'm all over your Facebook. I'm putting a bunch of dick pictures all over it.
That's because you're a fucking faggot.
Hey, watch your mouth, you cocksucker.
What are you going to do, man?
What are you going to do? You're hiding behind the phone and shit. I'll fucking meet you over at the Walmart and shit. We can talk in person.
Why did you call us in the first place?
Yeah.
I didn't.
You called CJ's phone, motherfucker.
Why are you calling us?
CJ.
We could report you to the police and you'd get fined like $1,000 for this.
Yeah. Did you get diddled in prison? Get your shit pushed in? Do you have to, like, give up your dessert? Say, here, please don't fuck me in the ass? Or do you give them the dessert and go, please fuck me in the ass?
No, you
suck big fucking game over the phone. You got to call like a little bitch.
Hey, I'm from fucking Trenton, New Jersey, pal. I know how to handle myself. I have a mop.
All right. Sounds good. Everybody has a big game behind a phone.
Yeah, but do you got a mop? You got a mop? I got a fucking mop.
You're going to need it.
Yeah, what am I going to need it for? I'll mop it up all over the place. You'll be slipping and sliding. It'll be so fucking clean. And then I'll make you mop. I'll make you my mop bitch. It's my tactical mop.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, you can fucking... I'll bring the mop over so your fucking kids can see what their dad is going to fucking do in the next 5 to 10 and be around the prison mopping. And then your kids will come along and they'll mop shit too and go to fucking... what is that? Everest? Fucking Everest College, those motherfuckers. You get the guy with the hat. He's like, hey, get off the couch, dial the phone, come to Everest. That's what they're going to do. And if you have any daughters, they're going to be swinging on a pole.
Take that, motherfucker.
You're an idiot.
Yeah.
Dr. Snoswell, he's black. What do you got to say about that?
I'm a black man.
You have any girls that be swinging on a pole?
He's like, oh, fuck that, not a black guy.
I don't want to talk to a black man.
God damn, motherfuck this microphone.
Yeah.
All right, what's up, Jack? I really got to get to bed. Oh, you guys
hear me now?
Yeah. All right.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for broadcasting me, buddy. Thank you.
All right, later, Sloth.
Bye. Goddamn piece of shit. Nice.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 81433.
Yeah, this is actually running smooth. I'm actually still broadcasting through Mr. Call Machine there.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah, it's nice. I'm connected to the Sloth Machine's virtual machine and making the call-ins.
Are you docked with this virtual machine?
I am, and it actually runs smooth off my desktop, so I don't have to go switching back and forth.
Oh, yes.
So.
Fuck yeah.
It'd be nice and sexual like that. And it's nice.
So I had an idea.
Okay.
Do you still have my hotel's number?
No, but it wouldn't take much to get it.
Right. What if
I don't think so. I'd actually go through an 800 number to get that fucking number.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Jeez. Yeah, I was thinking we could call our room and just say, like, hey, me and fucking Dwight and Mr. Snoswell stayed there. We fucked hardcore.
They were pretty fucking willy-nilly with the transferring, man. They didn't even want to know names. They're like, room number. I'm like, seriously, I don't need... Okay, 305. Transferring. Fucking, they're just spoke. Here's some tampons for you, sir.
Just like good time.
That shit wasn't funny at the time. All right, we're going to call Leslie first. Leslie has a boyfriend named, as soon as I get back to my fucking screen, Leslie has a boyfriend named Robbie Ballard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I wish old Ballard could still answer his phone from back in the day. Boy, that fucking storm is going to kick it up. I'm going to have to...
Hello?
Hey, is this Robbie?
No, this ain't Robbie.
Yeah, well, come on. Well, where's Leslie at then, man?
This is him.
This is Leslie?
Yeah.
Why the fuck do you have a girl's name?
I don't know. Why are you there?
So while I'm calling, man, I was at the bar and... I went into the stall and it said, call for a good time. And it said, Leslie. And they had this phone number.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I wouldn't like to have my dick sucked.
No, that's not what I was looking for. I mean, I've been drinking a little bit. I guess I could still fuck you.
Who the fuck is this?
Yeah, my name's Dwight. I got a couple of my buddies and shit. I got the shit on speakerphone. I got fucking Mr. Stoswell over here and fucking Yag.
Hey.
Hey, I'm Barbie. Up? They call me Barbie in these parts.
Fuck yeah.
You know, we were thinking maybe doing a fucking circle jerk or something, but, you know, you're a guy.
Man,
I thought it was a good position.
Y'all just get out of the pan or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
I did.
Y'all didn't quit 2 weeks before you got out, but that's 2 days.
I went in, like, I don't even know why, like, I got to register as a sex offender. It was dark, and, like, this bar I was at was right next to a playground, and, like, I just took my dick out. I had to take a piss, but there wasn't even any kids there, and they got me for urinating in public and fucking registered me as a sex offender. It's fucking bullshit.
Yeah, Superman on foot.
You know, and Dwight here was my prison wife.
And don't feel bad, man. I got caught jacking off standing on top of a building. They got me for hijacking and, you know, some shit. So.
That's a good one.
It's fucked up. Like,
that was a 10 out of 10 joke.
David fucking, he used to go, oh, no, motherfucker. I'm top bunk. And, like, he used to make me make some fucking Parisio and shit in the toilet.
I think I was the only one who got that.
He used to fucking slap me around and shit if I didn't make it strong enough. He used to
fucking slap him around, man. Bitch didn't make it strong enough.
You should have did, man.
Robitussin knows what's up.
Should have did what?
You should have fucking pissed in his face.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck
you. You should have, like, made his hoots and then pissed in it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then, you know.
Hey, let me tell you something. I got this guy over here, fucking Yag. We're initiating him into the fucking group.
Barbie.
And we call him Barbie. And, like, if you want to come by, man, we'll get him to suck your dick.
Mm.
We got this fucking thing.
A lot of money off that.
We got this thing where we make him, like, suck our dicks while we eat cheeseburgers.
And we used to sell his mouth out.
Y'all are doing big things.
Yeah, we are. You're invited now.
Fuck, man, we made mad cash.
I've never had my dick sucked while I was eating a cheeseburger. That'd be fucking awesome.
I got these cheeseburgers, man.
Right.
They ain't them fucking McDonald's ones either. These are fucking quality.
They're fucking.
We can't go to McDonald's because the Ferguson cops are staying there.
They had girth. They had girth to them.
Yeah, I got this bitch named Neon, man. She makes a good burger.
Oh, she's so fucking hot.
I fucked one of her cheeseburgers.
I took one of her cheeseburgers and I slipped in my pickle.
She always puts too much pickle on it. There's like 18 fucking pickles. I had to punch her in the fucking eye the last time.
Yeah. That'll piss anybody off, put too many pickles.
Yeah, puts like 18 pickles on like one fucking cheeseburger. Oh, and then like the other day she put...
slam that bitch against the wall and ate your pussy, man.
No, I fucking love meatloaf, man. And that was when I was... I never got meatloaf. And the first thing I got out, she burnt the fucking meatloaf. So, like, I took her hand and I put it on the fucking burner on the stove. And I said, how's that feel? That's how I feel right now. You fucked the meatloaf up again.
Yeah, right. That one guy from Blog Talk taught us about the pickle thing.
I see.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it sounds to me like y'all have had some pretty good experience.
Experiments.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I still make toilet wine while I'm out.
Yeah, y'all have obviously done more than hung out in a pool hall time or two.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm the new guy, so I get all the beatings, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, hey, where's Ballard at?
Huh?
Where's Ballard at?
I don't know. I ain't seen Robbie today.
Yeah.
He's probably somewhere jacking off in the mayonnaise, I guess.
Yeah, you want to know who gave us your fucking number? It's fucking Robbie. Robbie told us to call you up.
He's a fucking cocksucker.
He likes cocksucker.
I figured it was some kind of fucking shit.
Yeah, he said you were a pussy.
I know, he's right, too. He is absolutely correct.
You sound pretty cute.
Sucker.
He said some shit like, you've done some sick shit with a mop, like you put your asshole around and just slid down it all the way to the fucking stringy part.
You took that damn...
Oh, no, look here. When me and my buddies went to the bar, we like to call people there and say, look, you know, we're coming to the bar. How full is the bar? And they're like, there ain't but one stool left. And we're like, fuck it. You know, me and my buddies would turn it upside down. We can still seat four of us.
Yeah. You turned sick, down for
sick
what?
Motherfucker.
Word.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I would love to have sexual relations.
It sounds cool, actually.
Yeah, I can see this guy, like, somebody goes, oh, shit, I don't have a bottle opener, and this guy would just fucking clench the cap of his ass cheek and just fucking open it right up.
He's a sick fuck like we are.
Yeah.
That's how I get down.
Get down, get down.
How you doing
here? Fucks.
You gotta drink beer some way.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Man,
fuck yeah.
Get one of them vodka.
I mean, I heard that you could get fucked up if you put beer up your ass like Steve-O. I mean,
I did. You know,
I
put.
Look, I done shoved about 14 beer bottles up there. And I can't never get the beer out. Night, I don't never think to open them first.
One night in the pen. One night in the big house, in the joint. Dwight got a hold of a bottle of 151, and he fucking stuck that up my ass.
Wow, how did that make you feel?
Fucking wasted, man. I got fucking wasted.
Yeah.
Really good match.
Feel like number one?
Blew a flame about 15 feet long. Guards came up.
They do lines of coke off my erection.
I started chugging, like, I got addicted, like, heavily to fucking Robitussin while I was in lockup. I used to chug that shit.
Hey, dude,
like,
how old are you? Are you 21?
Oh, I'm fucking 35.
I'm 21.
Well, how are you going to say...
You can be grandpa in prison.
You can say hard-on. You don't have to say erection. It's like saying poop or...
Well,
you're over 21.
Word.
You know, you can cut.
No, I was just talking to Jack. You weren't talking to me. I call it dick. Dick.
I said it word for word. I wanted to make... who was it? I think it was Josh. Whoever it was, I didn't want to piss him off, so I just said it word for word. Sorry about that. Penis, cock, dick, Johnson, balls, you know.
Right.
Dick or cock.
Oh, fuck yeah. Who the fuck was that? You got somebody over at your house there, pal?
Fucking.
I ain't got nobody over here.
Fuck.
Fuck yeah.
I'm here by myself.
I don't know. I hear an awful lot of moaning with some fuck yeahs or something going on there.
Oh, that's some fucking gay porn I got on the back in the,
oh,
TV in the background.
Oh, Delicious.
No, it's coming from your end.
I'm always watching gay porn, man.
That's your phone, man.
I know.
Fucking.
I got gay porn downloading in the background.
Hey, Leslie, you ever watch CNN? Like, I'm sitting there watching, they're saying something about protests, and it looks like these guys are, like, yelling hand check or something. Like, you know, maybe they were jerking off and somebody's hand check, and they're fucking throwing them up.
Maybe they're chomos. I don't know.
I don't know.
Chomos.
Oh, it was Fletcher Munson who said erection.
Maybe they're Chesters.
Hey, so like, you want to come down to the bar? We're gonna fucking gangbang some dude in a stall.
That dude's
really? I can't come to the bar because I don't have any license and I can't go anywhere and it sucks.
Same.
But.
Hey, yeah. Like, Neon can hear the shit going on. Like, she wants to know what a chomo is.
A chomo?
Yeah.
A child molester.
Yeah, there you go, Neon.
Oh, fuck yeah.
That's so what they call them in prison.
Yeah, I used to spit in their fucking face. I'd walk by and...
When
I was a trustee, I used to put dick hairs in their tray, you know?
Some pubes?
I'd go over there and grab a couple of dick hairs and... in her tray and it's like, here, you motherfucker.
Oh,
I don't even have any dick hairs. I'm clean shaven. I'm a fucking baby bald.
Barbie likes to keep his dick hairy.
We got this one chick we always have over, but like, we dress her up like a dude. We put her in a nice suit and shit. We fucking draw a mustache on and we're like, oh yeah, well, you a businessman? And then we take her to fucking Pound Town. We make her wear a strap on and shit, so she's got like a penis.
Mm. I understand. Makes sense to me.
I heard crying baby. What kind of porn are you watching?
I don't know, crying baby. Fucking chicken. I heard that shit.
Oh, that was a chicken.
I heard some kind of, I think it was a cat meowing or something.
Yeah, no, listen here. I'm gonna put this chicken by the phone. Look at this. We're gonna fuck this chicken.
Go for it, man. Just don't video film it because, I mean, you know, it's against the law and like.
Are you 21? You can say record it.
No, listen, we're going to fuck it, and then we're going to, like, butcher it and eat it, so there's no evidence.
Right.
Fucked up, huh?
Yeah.
Just don't video film it, because it's, like, illegal in some states and shit.
Oh, fuck. Sounds like you got some experience.
No, I just read a lot of books.
Yeah. I fuck a lot of stray animals, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Mike, I know nothing, but I can tell you what I read in a book.
Yeah, I agree with whatever you just said.
I fucking, like, subscribe to, what is that, 4-H? With the farmers and shit, they're showing off their animals, and I just fucking masturbate like hell to it.
Well, see, I just got done reading a book called The Mad Jacker, and, I don't think that those are, like, fictitious characters.
Oh, I doubt they are, too. A lot of fucked up people around here.
I'm wondering.
All right, buddy. We're going to let you go. So keep watching that gay porn. It's healthy for you.
Yes.
Yeah. Y'all guys have a good time, man. Tell Robbie I said, fuck him. I like beer, too.
And can you yell, like, really loud, fuck Phone Losers of America?
Right.
Just yell it. I know. Just yell fuck Phone Losers of America. They'll fucking love that shit.
Or PLA. All right.
Fair enough.
Come on, say it, buddy.
Come on, motherfucker.
Scream it, big
boy. Come on,
mofo.
Chomo. Yell it.
Chomo.
Come on, Chomo.
No.
Scream it. Like a fuck shit. Oh, my bad. My Tourette's kicked in.
Oh, do you?
Nice.
Yeah, I do that sometimes.
That's awesome.
Bitch.
He wouldn't play along anymore. He has a lot of fucked up things going on in his life.
Yeah.
Talking about. Yeah, I told him, you know, you got any spots left? And he said, we got one stool. Well, turn it over, and me and my four buddies still have a spot to sit. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. All right.
That was fucked up.
Yeah. We're going to call Desiree. She has a friend named Tina.
Oh.
And she again, she just had a new number.
Oh, Tina.
The beer bottle's up the ass. Yeah, that was good.
Did you guys understand when he said he was jacking off on a building and they got him for hijacking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was funny.
Yeah, that was fun.
I enjoyed talking to him.
You have reached the voicemail box of 54.
You know, I like those prank phone calls where you call up somebody to fuck with them and they turn out to be kind of cool and you make friends.
Yeah. I may have to cut up that fucking call to that girl earlier where she's fucking yelling to kill us.
Yeah. She makes soundboard.
Oh, she was screaming at the top of her lungs.
You probably have enough audio. You probably have enough audio saved up now to make a kick-ass soundboard.
You have reached the voicemail box of 5.
Call her back and...
No, I'm not calling that bitch back. I'm just hoping she's not off her meds and, like, trying to hurt herself or something.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't think about that.
Because she sounded pretty unstable. I'll end your fucking life just like my mother's. She's dead and the fucking just going crazy.
Oh, I didn't hear that part.
Oh, yeah. She was going fucking nuts. That's what kind of made me feel bad. I was like, fuck, I didn't know her mom was dead. Yeah. Wasn't really talking that much shit about her mom other than I was like, well, no, I said, in my country, we will not even fuck her. She would be out in the slop with the other pigs.
Yeah, we should probably leave her alone if she's still here with us.
She's up in fucking Canada.
Sounds like a violent Michelle.
She's great. Oh, twice. Two separate phone calls. First call, threatened to put a knife in our throat. Second phone call, she repeated the threat twice and the fucking started screaming like the devil. I'm not calling her, George.
Oh, my God.
I'm not doing it.
I'll do it.
We're going to call... This is Lena, and she's got a coworker named Tasha.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fucking, I love that name.
Tasha says...
You have reached the voicemail box
Baz loves that name.
That one's going to be off. don't
have reached the voicemail box of.
Yeah, don't be afraid, or I'm going to tell Gary. Neon's trying to be an alpha female. Gary would not like that. All right, we're going to call Danielle, and she has a boyfriend named Devin Michael Cush.
Nice.
And she says, I love this song so much, like this. If you want to hear me sing it, you have to call me to hear me sing it.
Oh, ho, ho.
So then I want to hear her sing it, then I'm going to tell her what a horrible singing person she is. You are a horrible, horrible person.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Keep your phones on, boys and girls.
Yeah, fucking whore. Don't tell me to call you and then not fucking be on. Mm-hmm. Okay, this is Lee No.
Lee No?
Yeah.
Lee No.
Well, it says, I want to, if it's a guy, if it's Andrew, I want to say I'm looking for Nikki. Because this guy was sharing her status with that message. Kush.
I will fucking cut you!
That was definitely top 10 of being yelled at.
I don't think I've ever been
yelled at. Adam's a close second.
Oh, that is true. Yeah, I forgot about that.
But that was the aspect of Adam's inherited.
That was so funny.
What the fuck?
What the fuck? Should we call him back? I have the number still.
Adam.
Please leave your message for 5305546.
You said nah?
Nah, we called him. We called him the other day.
Twice, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to call Bristol.
Nice.
And I think we're going to try to say something about, and I believe Bristol is a man. Let me double check this.
Bristol's a man?
Yeah, we're running into some men with female names. If I remember, it's a black dude, if I remember right. Just wait for the Facebook to load.
That's hot.
Bristol. Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a dude. So, what I'm thinking is Melissa is a sister-in-law, and her brother is Bryant. So, yeah. Well, I dug a little further on that one, but. I really want him to pick up and ask me what it do.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Who's this?
Hey, it's Dwight.
Who?
Dwight, I'm a buddy of Melissa's.
Who?
Melissa. Your brother's wife? I'm her buddy.
What's her name?
Yeah, Brian's wife.
Yeah, whatever. I know it's you, Dad. What are you doing?
I ain't doing shit. Hey, what's
up? Why are you trying to disguise your phone number?
What's that?
Why are you trying to disguise your phone number?
I don't know. Hey, who is that in the background?
Hey, Grandpa.
Hi.
Hey,
hey.
No, that's
hey. Hey, can you do me a favor?
What?
Put me on speakerphone real quick.
You're on speakerphone.
Oh, okay. Hey, kids, shut the fuck up.
Is this time to shut up?
Yeah, tell them to go fuck themselves.
Who are you talking to?
The kids. Tell them to shut the fuck up and go fuck themselves.
What the hell's wrong with you?
I'm in one of those moods. I'm in one of those go fuck yourself moods.
Who is it?
It's Dwight.
Stop.
Who's the wrong number?
You know what? You need to tell those little motherfuckers to quit screaming and go tan their ass.
I got a question for you. Hold on, I got a present for you.
Okay.
He hung up.
That hello.
Wasn't a nice present.
I got a question for you. Oh, yeah? Well, I got a redial button.
I just turned French.
Battle of wits. Ooh. I think he's my last number, too, so I'm going to have to look some numbers up.
What?
What? Did you shut those little bastards up?
What do you want?
Dude, like, all right. So I'm trying to have a conversation with you, and they're being a bunch of little bastards. They must okay, be just stop. They must be just like their mother, that fucking whore. What was that? He let a little giggle out and shit, and then he's like, I better just go. All right, so...
Yeah?
Well, I think I'm going to play some music. And I apologize right now because it's going to be the same shit that was played earlier. Just because I have the new hookup with... Sloth, and so I don't have like any music on this virtual machine.
Oh shit! So when you come back, I found a phone number of a person that I've been trolling.
Okay. So I'm gonna try this. Okay, boom, boom. I'm gonna add some sounds. Hang on, people. I'm trying to figure this out. It should be fairly simple, anyway. Like three songs, actually two songs, and then I'm gonna play that, that clip from Taken again, I guess. And by that time, I should have some more numbers. We got about 40 minutes worth of show left, and so everyone, yeah, have some fun. Here we go.
No dark sarcasm. Yeah. Oh, sinner, do not stray from the straight and narrow way, for the Lord is surely watching what you do. If you approach the devil's den, turn round, don't enter in, lest the hand of the Almighty fall on you. He'll fuck you up.
He'll fuck you up.
Yes, God will fuck you up. If you dare to disobey his stern command, he'll fuck you up.
He'll fuck you up.
Don't you know he'll fuck you up? So you better do some praying while you can. Long ago a man named Lot had a wife he thought was hot, but she could not stop her black and sinful ways. You know it was her own damn fault when God turned that bitch to salt. That's the way he used to work back in those days. He fucked him up. He really fucked him up. When the people went and turned their backs on him, he can fuck you up.
He'll fuck you up.
No shit, he'll fuck you up. Just like he fucked the people up back then. I used to have a friend named Ray who walked that evil way. He cursed and drank and broke his neighbor's fans. You know Ray was full aware that some sheep were over there, and he knew them in the biblical sense. God fucked him up.
He fucked him up.
He went and fucked Ray up. Went and paid him back for all his wicked sins. He fucked him up.
He fucked him up.
Fucked that boy completely up. Now he's married to a Presbyterian.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. If you are looking for a ransom, I can tell you I don't have money. But what I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I have acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you. If you let my daughter go now, that'll be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you, and I will kill you.
Good luck.
All right, people, we are back, and let me bring the sound machine back here, too. We're all set and ready to roll.
All right.
Actually, I need to minimize a few things.
All right, I'm going to put my number in the correct format for you.
Okay, you do that while I'm still waiting for my goddamn mouse to respond.
Damn it!
Respond, damn you!
Did you want to call my two numbers first? Just get them out of the way?
Yeah, probably, but I'm not going to do shit right this second. I'm waiting for fucking mouse to respond.
Fucking mice.
Okay, we got that minimized.
Billman and Polly. Billman, my son's mother is a whore. My mom's son is a whore.
Okay, we got no more activity on that page that I was checking.
Ah. The crazy
Yeah. Oh, it's just fucking fucking batshit insane. Yes. Well, yeah, it's hobo computer equipment now. Back in the day, it was top of the fucking line. But it's just a bitch to flip back and forth over between my laptop and desktop and stuff. And then I don't have enough ports to fucking do my mic, my keyboard, external keyboard, and my mouse, and have a USB thumb drive in it. So, and then I can't find the fucking power supply to my goddamn USB hub. It's fucking somewhere.
All right. That whore that we're going to call, the Cameron girl, the first Facebook you posted, just added my troll account as a friend. So,
she's around, huh?
Yeah, keep that in mind. We could probably fuck with her somehow.
Where's your number? Is it you?
There's the first one.
Alexis?
Yeah, that's the first one. Okay. And then I'll put the second one whenever you're ready. Now this one you can do whatever the fuck.
What crazy bitch, Dashi? Alexis? Have we called her before? She's
what the fuck's, bated breath?
Oh, you're talking about the crazy bitch who was gonna. Oh no, we're not calling her back. No, we're not calling her back. I refuse to call her back. We already messed with her. So yeah, here's Jag. So hang on.
I was gasping because she added me as a friend, and we could probably mess around with her somehow. I don't know how.
CID 1. Okay. Now, so what's the deal with Alexis?
She's just some random whore that I added and just fucking around with. So we could just, you could call her and ask for sex or something. I don't know.
Oh, okay, so random whore.
Yeah.
All right, everybody, tune in. We are now calling a random whore. live on Mop Riding with Dwight.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message
system. The fuck you button.
Victoria Bishop.
What?
That was Victoria.
The hell?
That wasn't Alexis.
That's the number that was posted. That's weird. All right.
Somebody's playing jokes on you, sir.
Fuck. All right. Here's the second number.
Excuse me. Get that little tickle on the back of the throat and then start about fucking hacking. You going to be at your dad's house tomorrow there, Bez?
Play.
You want to blog talk it up with us tomorrow?
Yeah, possibly if I'm around.
It won't be until. Shit, I could probably do it earlier, but I don't want to inconvenience the Dashi machine. Yeah, Dashi, good for like 11:20 tomorrow in the PM East? Cool.
Yeah.
We're going to fuck with good old Gary. You forgot the one.
I know. I always forget the fucking one.
It's like getting a shock to your ears.
What if we should try calling back some of those masturbation contest people?
Oh, Dashi's got a number in mind he wants to call.
You forgot the dial now. What the fuck is going? Dashi, your fucking Jag is high as a motherfucker right now. Jesus Christ.
I am too.
My there we God.
What number's that?
All right. Just to let you know, people, here on the Mount Pride with Dwight Show, we only hire the fucking best. We hire the experts to come do this shit. Fucking Jag.
This is cutting edge shit.
Jesus Christ.
I can't believe I just did that again.
Christ on a cracker. Holy fuck.
Yes.
Holy okay. On the sixth try, Jag got the caller ID number right. We haven't even put in the fucking number we're gonna dial. So what is this we're calling? A sex shop?
Or yeah, the Guam sex
shop.
Who
is this, Jag?
Just call her a whore or something. I don't know.
Well, we're calling the whore. Yeah. Is this the local whore?
Hello?
Hey, is this the whore? Redial that shit. Oh, all God. Right. Hang on. I'll copy and paste it, Jag. Fuck, we don't got 10 minutes at least on you trying to retype that out.
Right? All right, one more call for
Jesus. We fucking wait for Jag. We'll fucking be sitting here till quarter till.
Yeah, you do it.
Fuck! Oh, okay, wait a minute.
That was hilarious.
At plus one. You still dials with the plus one there?
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, yeah, I was trying to get a hold of the whore. I don't know. Maybe we got our wires crossed, and maybe we're blowing some guy while on the phone. But I mean, you can at least say goodbye, Jesus Christ.
That'll teach that whore.
Yeah. That mysterious whore that just appeared on the fucking show.
Hello, is this the whore?
You know what?
Wait a minute.
Oh, go ahead, Matt.
No, I'm just Dashy. You set the ID for... Here, let me set the CID. Is that okay?
Do what you guys want to do. I went to see The Expendables 3 today with my son. And it was actually a damn good movie. I like it better than the second one. And like that's saying something because I'm a big fucking Jean-Claude Van Damme fan. Mm-hmm. And this one fucking surpassed that one. It was kind of funny seeing Harrison Ford's old ass and fucking Kelsey Grammer. I don't know what the fuck he's doing in an action movie.
I just messaged the Facebook girl. The Cameron girl. I said, hey, sugar tits.
Oh, okay, Matt.
Right?
Okay, guys, this is the Guam sex shop.
I bet I get a good blowjob at this place.
Hello, is this the whore?
Do it. She hasn't heard your voice, Jag. You do it.
Okay.
Just ask for the whole. Ask for the dirty magazines first, and then ask for the whore. She'll enjoy that. I'm going to mute.
You have reached a voice mailbox. Start recording at the tone. When finished, press the pound key.
Hey, whore. Looking for the dirty magazines. Hit me up. That's it. There we go.
we've
that's how our voicemail should
be. We've been calling them so much. Dude, they don't answer the phone at all.
Voicemail of the whore. Please deposit $5 worth of quarters so I may blow you over the phone. Probably closed the fucking sex shop down because of Baz.
Not just me.
You have reached a voice mailbox.
Baz is all calling. Yeah, excuse me, miss. Do you got the latest technology in anal spreading? You know, like a fucking vice grip or something that goes in the opposite direction and fucking separate that shit?
Oh.
I think you call it the Spreader 1000.
You should probably call that Facebook girl now because she just got offline.
Ooh, whores.
Right.
Let me scan back up to the numbers that we got. I had no time to go and do my research like I did on the others. So, Dashy wants to play a 30-second sound clip to the thing he linked me. Boy. I better listen to it first, Dashy, or I'll get accused of racism or something. That's what Dwight does. He's talked to about 3 black people today and talked to about 25, 30 fucking white people. But Dwight will be a fucking racist until the day he dies.
What? I never call black people. Anonymous, hit me up.
I don't give a fuck who I call.
I know.
As long as you got ammo to fucking mess with them, I don't give a shit.
I guess actually they would like me because I don't mess with. I don't know. Fuck them.
Doobie doop doo. Still waiting for this shit to load. I got other shit popping up. This is hog balls. Balls of a hog.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. All right. Whatever, Dash. You just play it because it's being a bitch for me. Boy.
George wants some balls of bog.
Yeah.
Dwight, yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty good, but it's not my birthday, but that's good stuff. So wait a minute. You added the one, the Hobbs one, is that right? Jag? Jag, report. Is he fucking dying? I hear someone hacking.
No, no.
Oh, fuck. I was muted because I coughed. God, motherfucker. I was saying all sorts of funny shit. That probably
you added Ash. That's the one you called?
Ash?
Which one did you add? The Facebook girl.
What? That was Alexis.
Oh, well, we tried to call her. The whore didn't answer. It was like someone else's number.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you have the Facebook girl. Her name was Cameron Love Johnson, and I added her on Facebook, and I just messaged her.
Yeah, she probably fucking blocked you. Dude, that was the one you were saying was, like, underage. What the fuck are you doing fucking heading there?
No, it's not on my Facebook.
Is it on Jag TV's Facebook?
No, it's not mine. No, she's 18 and above. Let me look.
I don't think it matters as long as you don't try to get sexual with her.
Right. Just call her whore and shit. Yeah, she was born in 1994. That's 20. I was born in 1994.
Who would ever list their fucking year? That's ridiculous. And Josh says if there's grass on the infield, play ball.
Game on.
Nice.
We have quite the collection of perverts here at PCN.
Hi, you've reached 330-800-400.
Sex perverts.
Got it under the wire.
What a whore.
Yeah, well, we'll try it again.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jesus Christ, what was that?
I don't know.
Sounded like a fucking frog.
Oh, she lives in
Ohio. I didn't hear anything.
Oh.
Only assholes live in Ohio.
That is true.
Yeah. Only assholes that are guys. And this girl. I had to save the...
I've only been to the airport.
Oh, good.
Hi, you've reached...
All right, well, that whore's not answering.
Oh, and Flutter Pie. He's not a whore. All right,
we're going to call Jill. Oop, forgot the one. I almost pulled a Jag TV.
Do it 5 more times, and then you pulled a Jag TV.
Oh, we can't call Mother India, can we?
Mother
Why nine. Not?
Do you have the credit?
We use the Colorific to do it. Oh, no, wait.
Oh.
We can't call Australia with the call.
It's Australia.
I don't give a shit. I got like $26 in credits. We can call them.
But we can do UK with call records, right?
Yeah.
That's cool.
And we can disguise our caller ID as the UK. The UK.
Even better. It's wake up time.
I got to volunteer for Jill shit.
I'm going to program my own Colorific. It's easy, right?
My name is Yuri. I would like to volunteer. This bitch only posted this like 30 minutes ago, too, so if she don't answer, she's a fucking cock tease.
The customer you have dialed is currently not available. Please try your...
Cock tease. Cocktail.
You are a fucking cock tease. You ask too many goddamn questions.
Look at the Irish.
I'm going to call Steve and see what his fucking problem is.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Everybody enjoys this accent because it's bullshit. Sound like a fucking Russian crossdresser.
Hit me back. I probably won't listen to the message, but, you know, whatever.
And you're a fucking... I'm leaving him a message.
I swear I've heard that voicemail before.
You know what, Steve? You leave messages like that and everybody thinks you're an asshole. And that's what you are. You are a fucking dick. You are a cocksucker and all that bullshit. You leave a message, I'm probably not going to listen to it. You know what? Go fuck yourself. If you were in the Ukraine, we would stone you in the town square. We would fuck your mother without a condom. Mm.
Shit.
See how Steve enjoys that fucking voicemail. Boy. Winding down, got about 11 minutes. Wait, where's Mother India? Oh, wait a minute, I got those motherfuckers.
Look, I'm working on a number for you. For Colorific, so I'm in negotiations.
Yeah, but I don't think we can use
for this number.
Colorific, okay. For Australia, can we?
No, UK. I've got a UK incoming UK number. Hang on, stand by. Over.
Oh. Said the cactus.
There ain't nothing wrong with a little bum grand. Yeah. Oh, Nunu's yelling at me in PCN chat. Yeah. Time for UK calls now.
Mm. At least one or two.
Well, not this month, but next month I might consider going worldwide.
Ooh.
And with the plans. But that won't be, I think the 5th is when this plan runs out. So.
Cool.
We'll see. We'll see what it costs, you know, versus U.S. and then using credits or what the best route to go is, because I don't call the U.K. that much. Did we get this number that we've been looking for?
No.
Okay, I'm waiting. I don't have a number.
Dwight,
send us the number.
Fucking Josh. Dwight Worldwide. Check tour information at www.beatspin.com.
I'll click it.
Yeah, do it. If you want Dwight's personal information, go to lemonparty.com.
Nunu wants us to call an Irish traveler. You know, they love to fight. Mm-hmm. Okay, here's the number. Incoming number.
Nice.
I'm very upset. I got my country people back in Ukraine. They're hiding in basement shelters. The bombings are going on.
I got this.
I am the most complete fighter in the world.
I'm going to get it right first time.
You're a fucking liar.
What did I do wrong? Plus.
Take away the plus.
Well, that's not my fault. Right?
No spaces.
It'll still die with the plus, just no spaces.
Technically, no, because I paced with the plus. I'll take responsibility.
Oh, the fucking access. Okay,
it's gonna ring.
Access denied.
That was the funniest thing. I'm going to get rid of this time.
Here we go. It's ringing. Irish traveler. This guy likes to fight.
Oh.
Rye. Hello. Is this Rye? Ryan McKay.
Is that?
Yeah, this is David Snoswell. What's shaking? I hear you're traveling. You're an Irish traveler. Are you in Liverpool now?
Yeah,
I'm David. That? David Snoswell. Hey. I want to see your cock. You're going to show me your dick. Hey, I got my associates on the line. Hey, talk to Dwight. He's an American.
Bullshit, Yuri will speak to him.
Yeah.
He hung up, though. We got to redial. He hung up.
Someone else probably should get that.
Let me just copy and paste this here. Here we go. That's how I get back to Gary so quick. I have that fucking format all copied and pasted, so all we do is change... Dash, you'll change the CID, and I'll fucking just nail that dial.
Nice. Teamwork.
This is phone voicemail service for 07747 33 4 7.
That's double seven. Fucking motherfucker!
Holy shit!
That's crazy. Girl, that's a booty hole.
Oh, we should have probably changed the CID. That's probably why he's not picking up. I'm a fucking moron.
This is the Vodafone voicemail service for 07747.
Oh, no, I was wrong. It was 077, not 007.
Same thing.
Change the CID. Maybe the devil will call him, yes?
Haha.
And Yuri.
Superman on what?
Yuri is sick of this shit.
Oh! Fuck me.
Oh, I hate that noise.
You forgot the plus, you idiot.
I don't need the plus, you motherfucker.
I mean the one. I don't know how to speak English.
What the fuck am I doing here? I'm pulling a fucking gag. Somebody dropped a beer can.
Wasn't me.
Oh no, zero on CID, I see.
420!
What?
Yes, this is Yuri. I'm from the Ukraine. Did you explain your fucking actions?
What do you want, lad? What do you want, lad?
I am the most complete fighter in the world. I want to fuck you up.
What the fuck do you want? What do you fuck do you want, lad?
I will take you to a bar. We will drink.
I'm leaving you alone. I'm trying to get a fucking sleep, so shut your mouth.
Motherfucker, I will show you what it's like to be a man.
It's Barbie. What's up?
Sorting.
This is David Snoswell, you fucking Irish Mick.
It's David, Yuri, and Barbie. What's going on?
You fucking mutt.
Listen,
you cocksucker. I will challenge you to a fight. I am the most... You didn't like Yuri's fucking... The cut of Yuri's jib. The fuck... I'm trying to get a fucking sleep.
I would run, Sage.
Call back?
Oh, yeah, I'm just gonna... Boop, boop. He answered for the devil. How's that? That's fucked up. All sixes and shit. Oh, fuck, the devil's calling. I was expecting this call.
He was intrigued. He was intrigued.
No.
Should fire all fucking zeros at him.
Except the last one.
What?
My name is Yuri, motherfucker. You don't hang up on me. Yes?
What the fuck? Eli?
Listen, I will come over there and I will show you my cock. I will show you a real man's cock.
Eli?
You want to see a real man's penis?
Barbie.
You fucking Irish, you bunch of sweaty drunk motherfuckers.
You want
to fight? Is that what this is? You want to fight me?
Do you want the ball sack in your mouth today?
Come to Liverpool.
Teabag.
I will lure you out of your
bed. American.
I will shit in your bed.
Come to Liverpool and I will stab you.
Speak American. Speak American, damn it.
I will put five fingers in your mother's asshole.
You stole me Lucky Charms.
Listen, I come over. Listen, buddy, I come over to your place. I come to Liverpool. Listen, motherfucker, I come to Liverpool. I come in there. I blow across your asshole. It's so gaping wide. It sounds like. Sounds like this.
Come on, man. Come to Liverpool and win.
Why don't you eat some fucking bangers and mash or some shit, you fucking little piece of whore?
Come to another screen. Come to another screen, you little bopey. Come on.
No.
You want a good fucking? Is that what you want? You want a good fucking?
No, I fucking stab you up, you soft little cunt, and I'll fucking chop your knob off. I'll make you suck
your
knob.
Shut your knob. You want the penis in your ass, is this it? Huh?
Oh, shut up, you packy little cunt. Yeah, fucking sort it, you knobhead.
What did he say?
I don't fucking idea what he's saying.
I took offense to it because I couldn't understand. Nobody talks to Dale, Barbie, Barbara like that.
Babs. Won't you calm down, Babs?
What the hell?
Wanker.
This is the Vodafone voicemail service for
0774734916. All right, we're out of fucking numbers, so I'm pretty much sure that's where we're going to end the show tonight. I'm going to grab my goddamn microphone here. It is actually, it just fucking flipped to 1 o'clock. And I think that's where I'm going to end the show. Again, tomorrow. We can make another call, Daisy. That's fine.
Let Neon joined us. She's got a pretty good UK accent.
Nice. All right, we're going to do one or two more calls. And, again, I'm going to plug Blog Talk tonight with Dwight. That'll be tomorrow, approximately 11:25 East, which would be, what is it, 11:29? What is that, 8:25 Pacific? Yeah, that'd be about right. And, we're going to try to get a hold of Gary. I need answers why he didn't show up last week. I demand answers. He claims he's an alpha, but he doesn't show up. On his YouTube video, he tried claiming he was on vacation, which I believe is bullshit.
Yeah.
So I want to call him and ask him why he didn't accept my pizza. Or my taxis. And why he was being such a beta bitch.
Oh,
I'll get him. Yeah. Okay, go ahead, Dashy. I don't know who's doing the call. I'll relinquish that spot to whoever. I believe Neon was going to give it a shot or something.
Who is this?
This is King.
King?
King. K-I-N-G. K is in
the King? Holy shit.
Holy motherfucker.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Is this King? Are you going to bring the car around for Jenkins?
Pardon?
You bringing the car around for Mr. Jenkins? He's in terrible shape. He's in hospital. Mrs. Pardon? King, are you hearing me?
Yes.
Yes. But yes. Yes. Jenkins is in hospital.
Jenkins,
why are you so daft?
Hospital?
Be keen, man.
Pardon?
Be keen.
Pardon?
No, pardon. Be keen. We're sending Jenkins to the house, then. We're gonna drop him off at your... Don't be so cheeky with me.
I can't understand you.
Oh, you understand me perfectly. You left Jenkins in the hospital.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You've left Jenkins in hospital. I'll pay the bill.
I'm sorry, Mom. There was a huge fucking spider on my wall.
I'm going to sit him right around your house. You paid the bill.
I think you're bloody mad.
Oh, no. You're bloody sawed off.
Mom.
I have to kill that spider.
Who the hell am I talking to?
Oh, you know who you're talking to. You don't know who the fuck you're talking to. What's the matter with you? Off West Side Stains, yo.
I'm going to bring you some spotted dick, Mom.
You're bloody mad.
The spider's dead now, man. I fucked it up. It's gone.
You got run the fucking pipe.
Oh.
It's in your fatty bum bum. Oi. It's in your fatty bum bum.
The spider is dead, ma'am.
I sure love to warm my bum by the fire.
I think you're just not there.
I'm here!
Did you hear him? That's Jenkins. Oh, he wants please, out of the hospital.
Please.
He's pleading with you, man. Come bring Carl around.
Forgive me.
There was a fucking spider on the wall. I had to kill it. Do they have spiders there? They do now.
What you doing? You're still listening. Are you there, Mrs. King?
Don't be alarmed.
Scarecrow and Mrs. King. There's a pig mouse named Penfold out for you.
I'm American now. Hey, ma'am, you there?
Yeah, what up?
How are you doing? You know, son, this is Barbie, the Black Barbie.
What up?
This is Black Barbie. What's up?
Because you know that's so good, honey. Ain't nobody got time for that. Keep it nice and
sweet.
You know what I'm saying?
She just got mind fucked. There was a fucking giant ass spider on my wall. Holy shit.
Oh, Jack wasn't lying.
No, that's why I was like,
Hey,
how's it going?
good call, Nia.
I can add you as a friend now because that's my,
okay. Cool. I kind of switched accents there. So
you should have seen the other day. I was just sitting here at my fucking bedroom door closed, and I just happened to look over at my door. A fucking centipede came booking under my fucking door like he was on a mission, like he was about to fucking murder me. I was like, what the fuck? Because, like, there's hardly any bugs ever in this fucking house. You might get, like, a fly now and again. And I was like, what the fuck? So, like, I'm trying to smash him, and he disappears under my desk. And I'm like, oh, you cocksucker. You better not get any ideas of running on my leg. Next thing I know, I look over. He's fucking scaling my door. I'm like, oh, you done fucked up now. So I go over there and with my fist, I fucking, you know, did one of them Hulk smash fucking Hulk hammers to him.
You're getting ready for Expendables.
Yeah. Get some red fucking meat. Gonna drink some beers. It's fucking over.
Hey, Dwight, I got a funny story to tell you.
Okay.
This morning, my husband and I were leaving for work, and he gets a phone call on his cell phone. Swear to God, the guy sounded just like you. And my husband's like, what the fuck? Who is this? He's like, too fucking early for Dwight to be calling. I'm like, why would Dwight be calling?
Fucking Dwight.
Guy's like, hey, what's up? This is, I can't even remember. He's like, hey, what's up? And he said my husband's name. And my husband's like, what the, wait, is that Dwight calling? And I was like, oh, shit. It's real.
Yeah, I was over here, the fucking centipede and shit. I'm fucking JDF in the door and shit, doing spin kicks, fucking killing this thing. Oh, fuck you.
Your niece opens up the door, you hit her in the face. Oh, fuck.
Oh, no, I got the house fucking cleared out for the week.
Oh, nice.
It's fantastic. That's why I've been doing a few extra shows here and there. Cause I can be as loud as I fucking want.
Prove it, mate.
Fuck you!
Nice.
Yeah. I closed my window so the neighbors aren't like, what the fuck's going on over there?
Gotta be alpha. Come on.
My neighbors know I'm a fucking weirdo.
Yeah, but like, I think she could probably... The neighbor lady, like, her side door and, like, the wall to my house is, like, maybe 20 feet. So, like, I could hear when she comes out of her house and, like, when she starts her fucking truck up. So, I know she can hear me when I'm being loud as shit.
But it looks like the show's going on for another half an hour.
I don't care. I don't have a time limit tonight. Usually my time limit's because... Sloth has me on a timer when he broadcasts and stuff, but since I'm hooked to the virtual machine...
Well, it's up to you. I know...
No, we're all good. You guys can... I mean, Dashy's got the calorific in here, so you don't need me in here to do the dialing and stuff. So I'm going to go take a piss, and you guys can just fiddle away on the machines, and I'll be back in a minute.
Sounds good.
All right.
Have a nice piss.
You know, you got to enjoy the little things.
Yes.
And yeah. I need my penis. Don't even try that shit. I'm enjoying the little piss I'm going to take. Not the little piss.
I have a request for Neon. I have a pretty
Hello?
Fucked up idea. Hello. It's me again.
Hello.
The spider's alive. I need your help.
Mrs. King, Mrs. King, did you clean your knickers? Because I know I sure did.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I'd like to take a peek inside your knickers, Mum.
How big's your fanny lip? Are you there?
Mrs. Knickers!
Please, Mum, it's okay if you're touching it. I think she hung up. I heard click.
All right, I have an idea. This could be pretty good. Let me get to my contacts. If you ever hear that when you're about to prank call, it's probably not a good idea. Let me get to my contacts. All right, I'm about to put in some numbers, so sit tight for a few years.
Roger. I'm not going anywhere. I've got serious couch lock.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yes, I did it right the first time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, forgot the one.
8675309.
All right, Neon. I guess just, I don't know, try and strike up a conversation. I'll tell you the funny part after the call.
Is this UK or what are we doing?
No, it's just someone I know.
It's whores the Jag knows. He has an abundance of numbers of whores.
No.
Right. I'll tell you the funny part after.
Their name.
Was he just has me call him up going, hey, is this the whore?
Is it working?
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
What's that?
What are you watching?
Oh, can you hear that all the way from here?
Josh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
No, it's been like that forever. I just haven't said anything.
Yeah.
I don't really give a shit.
No, I'm up at my dad's house for a couple days for doing some fishing and stuff. So he's in the other room watching TV. And Nunu keeps saying old Father Baz needs to do a call.
One more try for the boys.
I love that fucking guy that the kids were like, hi, Grandpa. And I was like, put me on speaker. He's like, you are. I'm like, tell those kids to go fuck themselves. What's wrong with you? I hope this isn't one of them fucking whores again.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may...
It would have been funny. Mother and daughter. No, that one of my old friends. Ah, I'm not tired, I swear. Oh shit, Doggy Shibby, post the numbers in the chat. You asked him, that's awesome.
Welcome to BT Answer 1571.
Trent did first prank call.
My dad actually likes listening to these.
Oh really, that's perfect.
He cracks up.
That was an awesome noise, whatever it was.
Yeah, it was me just making noises with my mouth.
Weird. I know, that was pretty funny. The spiders.
Hello. Your phone cannot be taken at the moment.
At, 54 listeners.
Hey.
We had a spike. I was muted talking to my fucking self, apparently. And we were at 45, and right after I said that, it fucking spiked to 54. So apparently my voice gets people hard and or wet.
Oh.
It brings them back to the page.
Brings them back to life.
Yeah.
That's what happened to the spider.
I'm telling you, when the zombie apocalypse comes around, all I'm gonna do is like just start. Hey, maybe you should cut this out. And like the zombies just start getting fucking massive erections, and like the girl zombies getting all wet, rubbing their clit and shit. They're like, hey, maybe we should stop eating people's fucking brains. You ever think of that?
Yeah, then they're gonna eat you.
Yeah, I'll make that sacrifice.
Thanks.
They can eat my asshole so you can live.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Who's Bob Vance?
I don't know.
Who are all these people? I don't know who Sage is. I don't know Dead Man or whatever his name was.
Dashi Mother India is Australia. I don't,
what? The Dead?
Yeah, I don't know any of these people.
If you want to call Mother India, I got some credit we can burn to call them. But it's going to be a Skype number.
Oh, nice. I tried calling him last night. Nice. And he wouldn't answer. He just hung up right away.
I don't know why I typed it. Whatever.
Here, hang on. Find that. I've got the number, actually. I'm just...
Who's Juji?
My Skype is bogging down right now, so I can't even do anything. I start clicking, it's going to become non-responsive, and the show is really going to be over.
Better hurry then. Here we go.
Well, I'm still waiting on it. Hang on. I may have to close out my my browser and chat and shit to do it, so I won't be responding. I haven't responded to anyone in probably an hour anyway. Hang on, let me close that out. New protests in Ferguson, Missouri. Confrontation began after most demonstrators had gone home. Some motherfuckers started throwing water bottles. Which made the police cry. And then the police said, hey, you can't stand there in that parking lot. Get the fuck out. And now shit's getting real. Mad real.
Shit.
Well, hang on. I'm still waiting for it to recover. I'm waiting for shit to close, too. Yeah, boy.
Well, fucking Bob Vance, my biggest fan. How's it going? You're my one and only fan. Thank you.
Yeah. Dashy or Jag has his YouTube and... He's like the one follower. He's like, Jay, dude, I've been following your fucking career for years, bro. I remember when you were like 10, and I was like, this motherfucker is an up-and-comer. I was scouting this motherfucker for years.
Oh, my God. My first ever video is a fucking... Let me find it for everyone. It's bad. And not bad as in the sense of good bad, as in like bad bad, like bad boy, like Dwight and Baz.
Oh, Jesus. All right, hang on. I'm going to extremes now. We're going to fucking task manager. We're going to get fucking crazy.
Yes.
Fucking kick some ass. Kick some ass in task manager.
That's right. Whatever pops up. Hey, boy. Come on, motherfucker. Bring it. Bring the pain.
Oh, hell, where is it?
Freaking kill that process.
That's what I'm trying to do, but it's got everything bogged down. Everything was running smooth up until about 5 minutes ago, and now shit's hitting the fan.
Maybe they deleted my channel, those sick bastards.
Okay, there's the task manager. Yeah, cards with humanity are pretty fucking funny. I enjoy playing that game.
Oh, yeah. I feel bad because someone on the PLA, I think it was April, she's like, hey, look what I found. I'm like, I've known about that for a few years. I'm sorry.
What, the...
what's it called? XYZ.
Thing. Yeah, well, I saw that Arby had posted it on the Phone Loser site. And that it was available online. And then I think Unk, myself, Gordo, and a handful of other people went in and tried to start playing. I think Hillock was in there too. And Hillock was just like, I just don't fucking understand. What the fuck am I? How am I supposed to do this? And I'm sitting there, I'm like, you know, that's my first time too. But I was able to figure it out pretty quick, and I'm like, oh, okay, this is kind of cool. But then I started playing, and it must be a bunch of like teenagers or like fucking preteens are like, look at this.
And they're like choosing like the dumbest answers. I'm like, are you fucking serious?
LOL.
They're like, and they made the most sense to me. I'm like, yeah.
What makes sense? Yeah.
And what makes sense to me is fucking skewering your fucking eyeballs with a knife.
Ooh. Cutting their fucking throat.
All right, hang on. I got the Skype semi-recovered.
I'll call I found it! Yes!
Jesus right. Christ. Latter-day Saints.
Found my first YouTube channel. Oh God! Do I want to post this for the world?
All right, we're gonna call. We're gonna call Mother India. It's still bogged down, but
subscribe today.
Okay. After Mother India, we have another number that we might want to try.
Oh yeah, that's what I have.
Somebody to that Neon wants. To, well, Neon needs to talk to you.
I forgot what I had Mother India saved under. I have it saved as crazy fucking Indian food. Yeah, I totally forgot.
These guys rock. This guy rocks because he thinks that Dwight is the Indian friend that's been putting me up to this.
Yeah, I'm feeding him like all the curse words. And shit. You tell that fucking.
He's using the Dwight accent.
Yeah, he's like, you tell that fucking Indian to go fuck himself, and he's a bastard. And I'm like, what Indian? And Jazz is like, I think he's talking about you. I'm like, whoa.
Have you guys called in with an Indian accent?
No, I was using the Dwight accent. No.
He's using the Bronx accent.
Well, it's like the other night, we called the...
Can't do the Indian accent.
The other night, we called the Black Gary Brodsky.
Yeah,
and that motherfucker called me a Samoan just because I called with the Hawaii area code. He's like, you're one of them fucking Samoans, aren't you? And I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, how'd you know? All right, here we go. Calling crazy fucking Indian food, otherwise known as Mother India.
I think so.
I love those guys at Gaslamp, man. Those guys are fucking hours and hours of fun.
People were so mean to me on this channel.
Jag's looking at the comments. They're like, worst fucking video on YouTube.
Well, this guy's like, get the fuck off YouTube, you faggot.
You should kill yourself.
This guy. Oh. I recorded a video of a computer and he said, get fraps if you're on YouTube, you motherfucker.
Hello?
Did you answer the phone, you motherfucker? Huh?
I'd like to place order. Are you there? I want to touch prostate and take exam and milk. My tooth!
Oh, fuck.
Are you there?
Welcome to 7-Eleven, my friend.
I wish you would fucking hang up because my Skype is fucking frozen.
I'm waiting for you. Let me a taxi. I don't know where to go.
You sir are a bunch-old motherfucker, okay? Bunch-old!
You come pick me up. A prostitute take me. I.
Fuck yeah. God, I got a fucking red mark across my arm where I just hit myself.
Oh.
Oh, I got a fucking.
I lost me Mindy for me wife. I don't know what to do.
All right, guys, I got bad news. My Skype is completely frozen, so I'm gonna have to kill it. Oh, wait a minute. We may have just gotten recovery. Hang on.
Oh,
yay. Recovery.
Maybe.
Fuck yeah. Maybe.
No.
It's
still froze. Okay. So we're gonna have to end the show there. And we went about 22 minutes over what I planned on doing.
That's good.
So I'm gonna go ahead and get ready to just kill the fucking Skype completely, and then I'll deal with.
Oh fuck!
Yeah, fuck yeah! I'll deal with shit. I'll get it uploaded right after here. So I'm gonna thank Sloth for getting the virtual machine set up so we can broadcast freely on the desktop here. We will thank him for also doing some callings. I'll also thank my special guests. We'll start with Yag.
Hey.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Hey. Yeah, how you doing? Hey. Yag and his group of whores that he likes to call.
Yes.
We then have Mr. Baz David Snoswell.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks. That was fun. We had a good time.
We did have a good time. Those were
Stone Callings.
And we do have the Neon on, who likes to fucking irritate old women from the UK.
Got that right.
Neon is Onage Pranks, pretty much.
Yeah, well, she enjoys calling them whores.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
And tell them that somebody is out to fuck their wheelie bin.
Visit GaryBruski.com.
Yeah. Yeah. With a good accent, too.
Gotta thank Gary.
He's pretty good.
Big thanks to Gary.
And, I gotta send you. I'll send you a link, Baz. There's a guy from the UK, from London. He does 24 accents, all different Irish ones, Scottish. He does freaking American accents, all that.
All right, and so we're gonna let's see. I think Neon for doing
Dashy. Thank
big thanks to Dashy.
Thank you.
Big thanks to Dashy always for his tool.
Yes,
we're gonna use the big Dashy's tool.
Fuck yeah.
We're gonna use his tool tomorrow for Gary. So tune in for that again.
I could use that.
11:25 East in the PM, 8:25 in the Pacific, Central Time and Mountain Time. You can go fuck yourselves, because who cares about that?
Yes.
And so we'll have some fun with Gary tomorrow. And if Gary decides to not want to play, there's always some others that we can call.
Yeah. And, big thanks to Electron Farmer as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so much.
Very nice.
So shout out to George.
Oh, fuck. George is always around. He's always rubbing his dick. You think he would either, number one, wore a hole in that motherfucker already, or it just had fallen off. I don't know what. One of them's coming, though.
It's called Exercise Dwight. He's being alpha.
Being alpha. You know what? I run around and I pull cars with my dick. Now that's alpha.
My God.
All right, fuckers. We're out of here. That's been Pop Riding with Dwight this week. And
later.
Patreon.com/JackTV. See you guys. Thanks.
I made a poo-poo. Bye-bye.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. If you are looking for a ransom, I can tell you I don't have money, but what I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I have acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you. If you let my daughter go now, that'll be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.